security concerns. He's spending just over 6 hours in Indonesia. Live in Bogor, Indonesia, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It was a different scene for President Bush over the weekend in Vietnam.
Thank you all.
Welcomed warmly in Ho Chi Minh City and in Hanoi, where Asia-Pacific leaders talked about free trade and the threat from North Korea. Go big, go long, or go home. It's the latest assessment of American options in Iraq from the Pentagon. Live to CBS's Jim Shinnevy.
Well, the Pentagon panel reportedly has outlined these three basic options for improving the situation in Iraq, Steve. Go big, which means send in thousands more troops. Go long, fewer troops, but a longer deployment. Or go home, which means
get out soon and concede defeat, but no one really likes that option, of course.
Michael O'Hanlon, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, he'd like to add a fourth option.
I think our whole presence needs to be a little more conditional. We need to put pressure on the Iraqis to make some good decisions. They are not making good decisions.
Reporting live, Jim Shinnevy, CBS News.
Troubling words about Iraq from former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, a man who's been advising the Bush White House about the war. He told the BBC,
if you mean by clear military victory, an Iraqi government across the whole country that gets the civil war under control, I don't believe that is possible.
And in Washington, a call for reinstatement of the military draft.
There's no question in my mind that this president and this administration would never have invaded Iraq, especially on the flimsy evidence that was presented to the Congress, if indeed we had a draft.
New York Democrat Charlie Rangel's made the point before, and even though Democrats will control Congress, support for the idea is thin. In Germany, six people are being investigated in an alleged plot to blow up a commercial jetliner. Authorities believe the plan was to smuggle explosives on board with the help of someone at an airport. At a high school in northwestern Germany, a man in a mask opened fire. Eight people were wounded. The gunman is dead. It's believed he's an 18-year-old former student. Well, it sounds like something straight out of the Cold War. A former Russian spy poisoned in Great Britain.
After meeting a contact at a London sushi bar, the Russian defector and former spy fell gravely ill, but it wasn't the food. He's hospitalized now and guarded by police, and according to those who've seen him, there's no doubt someone tried to kill him with an ingredient used in rat poison.
CBS's Richard Roth in London says the ailing former spy had been critical of his former colleagues and was investigating the killing of a prominent anti-Kremlin journalist. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. A 64-year-old driver who lost control of her SUV Friday and ran over two boys now facing vehicular homicide charges. Both boys died. The 14-year-old walking home from Lincoln High School when a Jeep Cherokee veered up onto the sidewalk and hit them. Denver Police Sergeant Robert Rock tells 9 News they don't think alcohol was involved.
It appears that the vehicle ran off the road for an unknown reason right now. We're trying to determine whether it was some type of medical intoxication.
The driver, 64-year-old Sam Vermal, remains hospitalized in serious condition. The Broncos hoping to put last night behind them, but it's going to be a tough one for fans to forgive what happened in the third quarter. Broncos gave up a 17-point lead. Coach Shanahan.
We can't spend a lot of time thinking about it. We got to get ready for Kansas City, but it was a tough one to take.
Rock was a game back of the Chargers now in the AFC West. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Very good start to the ride. No wrecks, no delays to be concerned with. Just keep in mind that Spear Ramp, both directions of southbound I-25, still off limits for construction. Looks like it'll be that way through December. And I think we can expect perhaps some lighter traffic than usual along that new southeast light rail corridor as we get into the morning rush. We'll see how it works out as we get through the morning. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, high clouds and warmer, high of 68. Currently mostly cloudy, 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KeyBank has a wide array of low fixed rate home equity loans with no closing costs or annual fees, so you'll always have a smart way to get the money you need. Stop by any Key Center, call 1-888-KEY-1234 or visit Key.com to find out more. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
Congratulations, everybody. There is going to be actual oversight where there used to just be overlook. No more of that crap.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, he can go full speed ahead as long as he wants to, this president, but we are the brakes. That's what we are now.
Hooray, I'm glad we've made some progress.
We're the freaking brakes on that runaway train. And rummy, collateral damage.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Here are the three options we now have in Iraq, according to a supposedly secret Pentagon review. Number one, inject more troops into Iraq. Number two, shrink the force, but stay there longer. And number three, get out of there. In other words, say senior defense officials quoted in the Washington Post this morning, the alternatives come down to this. Go big, go long, or go home. More after this.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams, they can be strange and magical, but if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other, approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence, so you can get to sleep, and maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if you're in insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
The Pentagon secret study, which certainly didn't stay secret for very long, which says our Iraq options are to go big, go long, or go strong, comes as the debate sharpens politically. Democrat Charles Rangel of New York yesterday proposing a military draft. Senator Carl Levin, incoming chairman of the Armed Services Committee, saying troop withdrawals must begin in 4 to 6 months. And Republican Senator John McCain on ABC's This Week saying we must win in Iraq.
Are we winning? And I think the answer is no. What are the consequences of defeat? A widening war, greater chaos in the region, other countries drawn in. Can we still win? Yes, I believe we can. It'll be tough, but we need to do it.
Yes, a political solution would be nice, says McCain, but...
You can't have a political solution unless you have a military solution. There's never been one in history.
But is military victory there possible? Henry Kissinger doesn't think so.
If you mean by clear military victory, an Iraqi government across the whole country that gets the civil war under control, I don't believe that is possible.
Kissinger, the former Secretary of State, yesterday in an interview on BBC television, saying any resolution must be seen as legitimate.
By legitimate, I mean something that can be supported by the surrounding states and by ourselves and our allies.
Sure, there are plenty of proposed solutions, he says.
Finding a solution which does not make the situation in the region worse for all of us, that is the big challenge.
The Osgood File is available as MP3s and podcasts at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
The Osgood File, November 20th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Ten minutes after 6 o'clock. It's Monday morning. Hope you had yourselves a great weekend. High today, going to be 67. And it looks like a good forecast for all of this week. It really, really does. And it's going to be a short week for most of us, including myself. John Turk, who produces this show, will not be here on Wednesday. Is that right?
I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Thanksgiving's on Thursday.
That's correct.
Okay, so I work Wednesday, but I'm off Thursday and I'm off Friday.
Wednesday is my my son's birthday. My son Tyson turns 3 years old on Wednesday, so I'm going to spend the day with him.
So what are you buying him for Christmas? A $225,000 Ferrari?
No, no. And he's not, you know, he's not old enough for the PlayStation 3 or whatever it is. So, you know, I'll probably just take him to a movie, go see that Happy Feet Penguin movie that's out right now, and, you know, maybe take him to McDonald's or something like that, but just something real simple.
You know, I really want to talk about that PlayStation thing. I really want to endeavor to understand that. I really do. This morning, we'll have our Monday morning Take a Date with Ed Schultz, and we'll talk about Seymour Hersh's comments on Iran and John McCain, St. McCain's terrible flip-flopping around on gay rights, Iraq, and the rest on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I don't know if you saw that. And then at 8:30, we're going to have my old buddy Tom Russell will be here. We'll be talking to him. Tom, his music incorporates elements of country, folk, rock, and Tex-Mex music. And his songs have been recorded by such artists as Johnny Cash, Nancy Griffin, Dave Alvin, Susie Boggess, and a whole lot more. In addition to his music, he's also a painter of folk art and a publisher of a novel and a book of songwriting quotes and a poet. And he has always appears once a year here in the Denver Boulder area. He'll be at Swallow Hill this Saturday night, which Mary and I and a bunch of us are going. He's just a great guy. And one of the smartest people I know, one of the most talented musical guys I know, and writes great songs and puts on a hell of a show. And so if you're looking for something to do this weekend, going to see him is really a must. I mean, he's really, really, really great. And he's been on the Letterman show several times and has also done some private parties for Dave Letterman at Dave Letterman's Ranch. Maybe we should ask him some celebrity gossip about that, do you think? About what that's like? Says Dave's a very nice guy. Then after 9 o'clock, we're going to get into something I've been trying to launch for the last 2 to 3 days, but things have gotten in the way about this. The Family Violence Prevention Fund is calling for Fox's upcoming O.J. Simpson special, Beneath Contempt, and urges Fox advertisers and viewers to reject it. We'll have on Kristen Stewart, who is the Director of Public Policy at the Family Violence Prevention Fund. And Eugene Robinson yesterday wrote an article that ran on the op-ed page, on the columns page there of the Rocky. Because, you know, the Rocky and the Denver Post, that section is kind of put together. And he wrote a really compelling argument about why it is that you and I and the rest of us should not spend any time watching the O.J. Simpson show, nor should we buy the book. And so we'll get into that. And I've been meaning to want to get into this O.J. Simpson thing for a long, long time. Reason is because, number one, what does it say about us? Once again, it's another comment about the culture we live in. And number two, how low can somebody possibly sink in need of a dollar bill? And then I think it says miles and miles about the News Corp and about Fox and about Rupert Murdoch and about Judith Reagan, who has done a whole host of conservative books under this Reagan imprint of hers, and of course first rose to fame, I believe, and got a lot of attention for some other trashy books, plus being involved with Rush Limbaugh and some of his stuff. So it just says a lot. It says a lot about Fox. And on one hand, of course, they're pitching morals and they're doing all of this on the Fox Cable News Network. But then again, on the other hand, they're engaged in this kind of behavior. And when we were talking about Fox 31 last week, I had people send me emails saying, well, you can't. I mean, the Fox Cable News Network is one thing, and then the Fox affiliates are something else. And no matter how many times I would email people back, and I would say, yeah, but Fox 31 is owned by the News Corp, which owns the Fox Cable, the Fox News Cable, and this is where the News Corp people get their national news, and this is where they pull it down from to run it here locally in Denver. That's point one. And then point two, it would be interesting to find out from Fox 31 if they plan to run this O.J. Simpson thing. Fox has 200 affiliates across this country, and some of them are already saying that they don't want any part of it. So it'd be interesting to see where Fox 31 would weigh in on this and exactly what they would say about it and whether they intend to run it or not. And I don't know I'm not going to watch it. I don't know how you feel about it. I don't know if you're going to get into it or want to see it. And the book is like supposedly, somebody told me, number 8, like on Amazon.com. Now, who buys this stuff? And you get into this, you really get into this argument. You know, you get into this discussion, and I had it with some friends Saturday night. You get into this discussion about, as liberals and progressives, and those of us with strong civil libertarian streaks, that we want things in this country to be equal. We want everybody to have a chance. We want a situation where a rising tide lifts all boats, and we want to be in a situation where the government is not massive and huge, but what we do have of the government is used for the good and the welfare of the people, and that unrestrained markets and other tenets of conservative ideology, a lot of us, not all of it, but a lot of us reject some of that stuff. That, you know, the government is only here for our defense, and we could go on and on about this. And conservatives always point their fingers about that. Well, you know, building government, all you guys want to do is just enlarge the government and build big government bureaucracies. And by and large, you know something? Part of the time, they're right. I mean, there are a lot of people who believe in that. I'm not that way, but what I want to do is I just want to have a lean, efficient, mean government that gets things done, but also gets things done in the right way and makes sure that the playing field is relatively level. So you can believe all of that stuff. But it doesn't mean that you have to go out and like every person on the planet. And it doesn't mean you have to go out, I mean, unless you think I'm wrong about this, it doesn't mean you have to go out and like your next door neighbor. It doesn't mean that you have to go out and you have to like every person you run into. And there are people out there who will buy this O.J. Simpson book. There are people out there who will watch this show. There are people out there who get in these lines over these PlayStation things and stampede, and in one case, in Connecticut, there was a shooting outside the place where the PlayStation people were gathering to buy this PlayStation. Now, I don't know about you, but those are not people that I'd want to hang out with. I wouldn't invite those people to my house. Would you invite them to your house? Okay, does that make you a social snob? Does that make you a bigot? Does that make you an elitist? Because you don't want those people in your house? Point is, you don't want their civil rights violated. You don't want their civil liberties violated. You don't want them held without detention, you know, without chance of a trial. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you want to have them over this Thanksgiving. I don't know. I just wonder how you feel about that. 303-713-7600. Maybe we should talk about it this Monday morning, this first hour. Get into this whole PlayStation thing. And also, the kind of people who consume and like stuff like this, who would go out and make this O.J. Simpson book number 8 on Amazon's list, and would be you know, likely to turn in the Fox thing, tune it in, rather, and check it out. I mean, what kind of individuals, and the idea that we don't have, you know, that you don't have the right to criticize somebody else for their behavior. But you know, this idea that you can be progressive, you can be liberal, but doesn't mean, it doesn't say any place that you like have to hang out with everybody who's out there. That you should be picky and choosy when it comes to your friends, right? Your parents teach.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
And so is his buddy Scott. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. They're trial lawyers, and they're proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Dial this number.
Please listen carefully to the following options.
Push that digit.
Press or say 1.
Punch this symbol.
Press or say 2.
A maze of menus.
Sorry, I still didn't get that.
Dead ends everywhere.
It's like they're trying to do everything they can to keep you from talking to the right person.
Why do they make it so hard?
We give up before we get to where we need to go.
We'll tell you how to speak with a human.
Please hold while I connect you to a specialist.
Tonight on 9 News at 10.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more, offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Peace on the street and goodwill to all drivers. The Garmin Nuvi GPS has built-in maps and voice directions to anywhere in North America.
Right on Pine Street.
Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Morning, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Mostly sunny, high of 67. Jay Marvin along with you. Check us out at am760.net. You can... what happened there? Music just drops out. Okay. Well, it's Monday morning. What do you expect?
Technical glitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we regret to interrupt the following program. Where was I? Oh, 6:24, 24 minutes after 6. Hi today, 67, and it's a short week this week. Okay, where was I? Now I've lost my... Oh, yeah, I was talking about am760.net. You can IM me there, and also you can download any of the show in podcast if you want it. And I was talking about who you choose to hang out with and about people in this society and about those that would, for instance, put the O.J. Simpson book about killing Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, like on the number 8 list. And then the idea about this PlayStation thing. Check this story out. Police in Connecticut are investigating the shooting of a man who was waiting in line to buy a PlayStation 3 video game system. According to police in Putnam, Connecticut, two armed men were trying to rob people waiting in line at a Walmart store there early Friday morning about 3 a.m., the man was shot, reportedly, because he refused to give up his money. The gunman fled the scene. The victim remains in the hospital. No word yet on his condition. And this story happened back on November the 17th. The victim's friends were stunned. We got a call while we were at work that our buddy had gotten shot. We came down here. He was waiting in line for a PS3 for a couple of days. We got a call from him that he'd gotten shot, and we were trying to find out what's wrong with him right now. said one of the friends of the victim. The new PlayStations went on sale midnight Friday. They're priced at between $500 and $600. Short supplies of the game system have led to lines and lines of buyers outside stores across the country. Would you wait in line for 3 days to get a PlayStation? Now, once again, I'm a dumb old man. I mean, I'm not PlayStation hooked up. Okay, I'm not into that world. What about you, Turk? Well, your kids aren't old enough for PlayStations yet.
No, they're not old enough for PlayStation, thank God. But I can't see myself, even as you know, some of these parents of 13-year-olds going out there and getting in fights. Man, I just don't see it for a video game. I mean, these things will be around. Just give it a couple weeks; they'll be around. You can go and buy it with no hassle. I don't understand the violence about it.
Yeah, so what's going on out there that these people would wait in line and with all this violence and all this craziness happening around out there, or that people would like, and we all have our sins, okay? We all have the things about us that are imperfect, that are not right. It's really true that none of you can call me at 303-713-7600 and say to me, okay, you know, Jay, I don't have any of these problems. No, you've got something. You've got something happening there, okay, that the rest of us would probably find irritating in some way, shape, or form. I mean, I think we're all a little crazy, but I think it's how you manage that craziness, how you manage to get control of it, and how you manage to deal with it on an everyday level. Like with me, I try to control it, and I guess I inflict my craziness on Mary. But back to the beginning point of this. The beginning point of this is I think you can believe in progressive politics. I think you can believe in liberal politics. I think you can have a strong civil libertarian current to your thinking. I think you can have all of those things. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to endorse or you have to be part of all of these stereotypes that are heaved off on those of us who have these feelings. Like, we should live in poverty, that we should be open to the masses, that... No, I don't think that's true. I think the point is, or at least I feel, I shouldn't get any different rights than you get. And a guy out there who makes, or a woman out there who makes $10,000 a year or $15,000 a year should be accorded no more rights or stature than a man who makes $250,000 or $350,000 or $500,000 a year or $1 million a year. And what may come out in this is I may like the $10,000, the $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, I might like that person better than I do the person who makes $500,000. In other words, you can want fairness, but it doesn't mean you have to hang with all these people. And that there are people out there that you just don't understand, or you're not tuned into what they're doing, or you can't get it like the PlayStation thing. I don't know. I don't know what I'm grasping for here. And it's probably too weighty of a subject. But let me try to squeeze in a couple of calls on it. Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Well, it's good to be first on for a change. Wow.
Yeah, man, you're it. You're opener.
Well, it's been a while since I talked to you, but I just thought I'd chime in on this a little bit this morning. And it's really disturbing. I think it's sad that we live in such a primitive and paranoid culture that we have to obsess about things like PlayStations, you know, surreal TV. I mean, it's like America has become so superficial. You know, I'm 45 years old, and I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I think obsessions are good as long as they're healthy and they don't, you know, adversely affect anybody. But this is ludicrous. You know, I mean, I don't understand it. I don't get the meaning behind it. I'm not into PlayStation. You know,
Let me ask you something though. You got to be into something. Hobbies, games. What is it that you do when you don't work?
Well, I understand that, and maybe it's a little off the scale, off the norm. But I like to deal in stocks. I'm into mutual funds.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
My next obsession is what mutual fund am I going to get into next? But I'm more gearing myself towards retirement, and you know it's fun to look at economic data for myself. But even at that, you know, is there a reason for somebody beating each other in line for this PlayStation? Like Kirk was saying, it's like, well, it's going to be there in 2 months. You know, Sony stock and Nintendo stock will be down back to normal. The stuff's still going to be on the shelf. You know, I mean, do people not just have much sense or you know of you know, well, hey, it's still going to be there, you know. It's like a movie. Well, maybe a blockbuster movie comes out, you know, why do you have to wait in line for, you know, 2-3 hours? It's going to be on DVD in 2 weeks. So I guess I just don't understand the allure of
all right, let me ask you this.
Okay.
If you had to wait in line to meet somebody, mm-hmm. Who would it be? Who would you consider to be worthy enough to wait in line to meet?
Wow. That's kind of a poser. There's a lot of people like that.
Well, okay, you got to pick one. I mean, who you would sit out there and, like, if you had to wait. And all right, let me make it really difficult. If you had to sit out there and wait for 3 days to get in. See, I think you're going to come up with the same answer I'm going to come up with. I can't really think of anybody.
Well, not right offhand. Like I said, I think age and wisdom is, and life experiences have kind of equalized my passion for, you know, where that's concerned. But would I wait? You know, that's kind of hard to say, Jay. I just guess that this may be like a generational thing. For me, it's like, well, you know, is there nothing better that you can do with your time or...
But what it amounts to is, I don't know if it's generational, but what it amounts to is that kind of stuff doesn't ring your bell. But sitting and figuring out mutual funds and dabbling in the stock market does ring your bell.
Right.
So that, you know,
it's different things. But, you know, this goes back to the healthy obsession. Is it healthy? Is it adversely affecting anyone?
That's very true.
I don't think, you know, opposed to waiting in line for a PlayStation or, you know, an O.J. Simpson book. And with the O.J. Simpson book thing, you're right. How low can you go? I mean, oh, my gosh, is America's fascination with this just, and it's a best, you know, coming up as a bestseller?
Yeah, and I love noir. I love noir, and I love crime. But even right. I've got my levels as to how far down I'll go. Robert, thank you, man.
All
great
right,
call.
Take care, buddy.
All right. See ya. Bye-bye. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. We're probing each other's psyches here, and we're examining the American lifestyle due to the O.J. Simpson story, the PlayStation story, and all of these things rolled in together. Okay, Gina, I can suck you in on this one.
All right.
Because you'll be safe. You don't have to tell us you love George Bush to get along with this one. You can take off your Bush-Cheney 04 hat.
Come on.
Okay. Who would you wait in line for 3 days to see?
Nobody.
Nobody?
No.
Not anybody?
3 days?
Yeah.
No one.
Okay, when you're away from work, what's your obsession?
I was just sitting here talking to one of my colleagues about animals. I love animals. I love movies. Probably, you know, doing something like that if I'm relaxing. But I wouldn't... 3 days... No.
Would you wait in line 3 days to meet Robert De Niro?
No.
Al Pacino?
No. And I think they're both great actors. But...
Edward Burns?
Come on, definitely not. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, this is a movie, The Groomsman. I just saw it over the weekend. It's great.
Really?
All right, so there would be nobody. No, all right, Mick Jagger.
No, and not even the president. I wouldn't wait 3 days.
So you wouldn't camp out trying to get tickets?
No. Now, I might have done that 20 years ago, but not at this point in my life. I'm too busy. I have other things to do.
Is it because you're too busy, or is it because...
I think it's a ridiculous statement on our culture.
Because you would feel foolish doing it?
I think it's a sad state of affairs for our culture that those kind of things, that's what people place as their highest priorities in life. It's fun. Recreation's great. I love pop culture. You know, I like it like the next person, but no, I have more important things to do. You know? I just... Spending time with my husband, talking with him, time on our relationship, whatever.
Paul McCartney.
No, I can't stand Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay, well. All right, how about the original Beatles?
Well,
Uh-oh. You went all right.
Not 3 days.
All right. Are you telling me you wouldn't stand in line for 3 days if you could meet the original Beatles, if John and George were alive? You wouldn't stand in line for 3 days to meet the original Beatles?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Let's go take a look at traffic. Maybe you can drive my car.
Sorry to disappoint you. All right, well, watch out in Littleton. We have a crash involving a pedestrian northbound Santa Fe at Bellevue. Obviously not a good situation. Traffic's backing up behind this, and looks like they may even shut it down. So you want to seek an alternate around it. Collision-free elsewhere, just heavy traffic coming out of Thornton North Glen now. Southbound 25 is typical for this morning. Eastbound 270 across Commerce City.
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Fight off the Monday Morning Blues. 6:39, 39 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny. High of 67. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Talk about a couple of things rolled into one here. The incredible amount of people who waited in line to try to get a hold of one of these PlayStations, this PS3, and to the point where they had violence in some places. Also the deal that the O.J. Simpson book about if I would have killed Nicole and Ron is like number 8 on Amazon. And then something we're going to talk about a couple of times this morning, now and later on in the morning, about Fox running that interview with O.J. Simpson and about the idea that even though we all want equal rights for people, even though we want fairness and justice and we want all of those things, it doesn't mean we have to like everybody out there. Is it a sin not to like everybody out there? Because I got to be honest with you, I wouldn't want to hang out with somebody who would buy that O.J. Simpson book or would watch that TV show and think that it was okay. And I think I'm going to have a little hard time connecting up with somebody who would wait for 3 or 4 days to buy a PlayStation. But then I started to think to myself, well, wait a minute, what would I wait 3 or 4 days in line for? And I've yet to come up with anything. Maybe a chance at a $225,000 Ferrari. I might do that. Let's go to Tammy in Golden. Tammy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
A couple things. First of all, who would I wait for 3 days to meet if it meant I could actually meet and have a conversation? Probably the Dalai Lama.
And that'd be interesting. He was just here not too long ago.
Right, but I didn't have an opportunity to meet him. That wasn't something thrown open to the public in terms of go wait in line and you get to meet him. Then the second thing, in terms of the PlayStation, over the weekend I was listening to NPR and they had an interesting take on it. Evidently, Nintendo has not made enough PlayStations for folks to review. So NPR came up with this idea that they were going to interview people in line, waiting in line, and then get their phone number and then call them back after they'd had it for 24 hours to get a review about the machines. What they heard from everyone in line was not that they were buying them to play on them, but they were buying them to resell them, to get on eBay and sell them off. And so in that sense, your PlayStation story isn't a whole lot different than the gentleman who called in about playing with mutual funds. They were simply trying to turn a profit.
See, but I can never think about doing that. I can never think about standing in line 3 days to buy a I don't know, how much are they, like a $600 PlayStation so that I could, you know, $500 to $600 PlayStation so I could turn around and then try to sell it for $1,000. It's not something I would do. Would you do that?
Oh, no. The whole concept of scalping is, and that's what this is. This is electronic scalping. Doesn't make any sense to me. It's not something I would think of doing. But there are obviously people out there who do think of doing it. And so when you talk about what kind of people waited in line and what kind of people were rushing and trampling each other, it's not necessarily because they were wanting to play a game, but rather because they were trying to turn a buck.
Yeah, okay, but rushing and trampling each other in your mad desire to turn a buck, too, is a little weird.
No, that's wrong, too. Just like the O.J. book is turning a buck, and I think that's where the connection all comes in. Anyway, I got to go. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Sammy. Appreciate the call. Good one.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Good morning. What the last caller said as well, I think if you up your stakes a little bit and you say something like, would you wait 3 days in line to spend a day with, say, Warren Buffett or maybe Robert Redford or somebody you really admire to actually be able to spend enough quality time to get to know what they're really like and those types of things, I'd wait 3 days in line for that.
Really? Would you really?
I would. For Warren Buffett, absolutely. If you're an investor and you would like to understand a little bit of the psyche of the man and be able to be in his presence for an entire day, I'd probably wait 3 days in line for that. Not because I want to meet him, because I want to learn something. And Robert Redford, he's just the guy that I just really respect, and I love his movies, I love what he's all about, and I'd love to be able to spend a day with him. So I'd wait 3 days for
that. You want to know something about Robert Redford?
Yeah, sure.
My wife used to work for him.
Wow.
Yep. Absolutely.
Neat.
Absolutely. I don't know. No. I don't know who there is out there that I would wait 3 days in line to spend a day with. But then again, the people who I really like, nobody else seems to really find fascinating. So if I name somebody, most people would just go, oh, you know, either I don't know who he is or she is. Or I don't get that at all, because in that area, in pop culture or even in life like that, I guess I'm a little disconnected.
Yeah, a couple of things on the PlayStation deal. I think there's two motivations going on there, and part of it is you need to be able to look through it through the lens of the people who are doing it. As far as the people trying to turn a buck and being willing to spend 3 days, there's two things that kind of go on there. One is, how much money are they making? If they're working at a Pizza hut job making $7 an hour, and they're waiting 3 days, and they're going to be able to buy it for $600 and turn it around for $2,000. That's more than they make in a week, maybe more than they make in 2 weeks. And so in that particular case, the economics of it makes sense for them. For maybe you and I, it doesn't. There's also the bragging rights thing. I had the first one. I get to invite my friends over and look at me. I've got something that you don't have. And it's the old keeping up with the Joneses thing that's going on there in terms of that. It's the same motivation with when they first came out with the big digital TVs, flat screen.
Right.
Somebody was willing to pay $15,000 for it to get one of the first ones.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just simple things. And it's not necessarily something that you and I would do, but there's plenty of people out there that are motivated to have something like that, and it depends on what your desires are as far as what you'll go spend the money on or spend your time on.
Yeah, you make really great points. You really make great points because the first point especially I didn't see. The second point, you're right, I guess it depends on what your desires are. I love cars. I'd wait, if I had the money and could afford it, I'd wait 2 years for a $225,000 car.
Right.
For them to manufacture it.
To me, that is the same thing. I don't understand that at all.
You don't get that at all?
No, because I'm not a real car fan. And so,
like what it would be like to drive, say, for instance, like a Ferrari that's handmade?
Well, to me, if I had that desire, then what I would do is I'd just take a few $100 and I'd go to one of these places that ends up renting them out, and I'd go drive it for a couple of days. I wouldn't wait 2.5 years to own it. I wouldn't need to own it.
Yeah, but you custom order it. See, that's the whole point.
Well, I know what you're saying, but I wouldn't do it. Yeah. For me, I would not do that.
You're right.
But even if I had the money burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks. John, you're the best, man. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
He's got great points there. Three lines open at 303-713-7600, 647, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I guess it all depends on what floats your boat. PlayStation doesn't particularly do it for me, but it might do it for you. So you just don't know. And I still wonder about the kind of people who would read, like, the O.J. Simpson book and would make it number 8 on Amazon. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Biggest issue is this pedestrian-involved crash we have blocking northbound Santa Fe at Bellevue. So really want to avoid this area. It could be tied up for a bit. You could certainly take Broadway or Sheridan, of course, even northbound I-25 around it. Big increase in traffic now, 270 eastbound across Commerce City. Normal congestion southbound 25 out of Thornton North Glen. 6th Avenue already slowing down at Sheridan on that eastbound side. Weather today, mostly sunny, high clouds and warmer, high of 68. Right now, mostly cloudy and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Give the gift of indulgence for the holidays. The new spa at the Inverness Hotel has a host of treatments designed to help you or someone's...
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments. And we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Happy?
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, where we're bringing in the finest of premium and designer brands. So to drive the point home, we've also brought in a fancy pants British announcer.
At Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, you'll find everything from cashmere blazers and Burberry fragrance to diamond stud earrings and HDTVs, all at Sam's Club's brilliant low prices.
Yeah, we don't really say brilliant here.
But what about lovely? Lovely low prices?
No, that sounds very British.
But I am British.
And we're not.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Visit Sam's Club Friday, November 24th. Doors open at 5 a.m. Complimentary breakfast included. Join today to avoid the 10% service fee that applies to non-member purchases.
Feels like I get this same cold every year. So I got the same nighttime medicine I always get. But I was congested all night, so it wasn't the same.
Many cold medicines have changed. NyQuil Cold Flu Relief no longer has a decongestant. New Tylenol Cold Nighttime does. It helps relieve more of your worst cold symptoms, and it helps you sleep. It's one more step towards a pain-free world. Stop. Think. New Tylenol Cold. Take only as directed.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Before my eyes, just teach me to despise.
Sucked up.
Time make man more wise.
The smell of incense from your minibus.
Live within my lonely.
With the accelerator pushed to the floor.
My eyes just hurt my brain.
Doing 30 miles an hour uphill. 6:51, 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 67, mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin here. And we're talking about society, basically, and the kind of people who would, for instance, read the O.J. Simpson book or would, you know, might watch that show on Fox, which is coming up. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on this morning. And the people who would wait in line 3 days for a PlayStation, and just the different, you know, the fact that the country's filled with people who are very different, and it's great. I mean, I think everybody should you know, vive la différence. But it doesn't mean you got to like everybody, and it doesn't mean you got to hang out with everybody, and it doesn't mean you got to, you know, you have to turn around and go, oh, well, that seems valid to me. Just go do it and have a good time. Don't hurt anybody, but it's not something I would be interested in. Here's Jason in Fort Collins. Jason, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, talk to me, man.
So, I don't know, like, I'm kind of one of those people that, I'm a younger person, so I have a different perspective on this. You know, I mean, standing at three days for something, you know, that's really extreme. As someone who stands... who's done a lot of line standing, I guess, in a pretty brief life so far. You know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that I'd stand in line for people to see and whatnot. You know, I mean, I'm a, you know, big Star Wars fan. You know, I've gone to big Star Wars conventions to see, like, George Lucas and actors from those movies. And, I mean, you can stand in the line for 7 to 8 hours in pretty, you know, inclement weather. But, I mean, also, you know, like lining up to see a football game like CSU or CU, there's a lot of people that do that. Or even a concert. Like, I've never been to a Grateful Dead concert, but, like, you know, there's people who wait a long time for that as well. So, I mean, you know, and there's a lot of people who wait in line. I think there's there's something in our culture about that's joyful about waiting in line and the camaraderie of, you know, meeting new people and shooting the breeze and whatnot. So, I mean, I guess, like, first people, you know, the first thing, like, would you wait in line for 3 days to do this? But it's kind of like, there's a lot more going on there, social interaction, and it's kind of, you know, a cultural thing that happens in the United States.
Well, what you're saying is that it can turn out to be a positive event. It doesn't always have to turn out to be negative, where you got all these people stampeding into the department store, stampeding into the big box store to try to get their hands on a PlayStation, or, you know, guys discharging guns and stuff. I mean, it can be a positive experience. I'd buy that 100%.
Yeah, and I mean, and while that's all, and that's just also entertaining experience as well, as, you know, being in kind of a stampede to buy stuff. But I mean, like I said, it just whatever floats your boat, or just interesting experiences. And I mean, you know, on the other thing too about the waiting 3 days, I think one of the things about that question as well was, like, is it living or dead? Like, is it someone that could be dead, or?
No, it would have to be somebody who's alive.
Okay. You were mentioning, like, the Beatles and, you know.
Well, I use that just as a hypothetical. I just use that as like a hypothetical. Like, if you would you wait 3 days in line to get a front row seat to see the original Beatles? I probably would do that.
That's a tall order. I consider it.
Sure, I think most people would.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to like the Beatles, you know. I mean, which it's hard to say. Like, who doesn't?
God, is there anybody out there who doesn't like them?
Some Elvis people.
All right, what do you make of people, for instance, though, who put this O.J. Simpson book on number 8 on the Amazon bestseller list?
You know, me and my friends were talking about this, and we were just blown away. I heard about it, and it was kind of like, this is what our society's come to, and just how low we can get. But I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't knock a person for reading it, but that's just because, first off, if you're making fun of someone who's reading a book, you're making fun of someone who's reading. I think that's
don't you think you'd have the right though to say to somebody, man, you got to have some kind of a sick head to read a book by this guy that is all but basically bragging about how he did this and then making money at it.
Sure. I don't know. I mean, we definitely live in a society where people, get sucked into a lot of that stuff. But, I don't know. I don't think I would read it. It's hard to say.
I wish O.J. Simpson, man, would go away. Hey, Jason, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Oh, not a problem, Jay. Have
a
good one.
Take care, man. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, you know what? We're talking about values here. Being progressive means, we don't value oil prices enough to go to war to kill so that our friends and our family can make mega millions more. It's about values. And, I don't know you at all, but I have a feeling, if you feel that way about a Ferrari right now, when you were 12, 14 years old, you would have waited in line like that to get hold of this thing, and that's okay. I want to read the O.J. book, okay? I'm sorry.
Why? Why do you want to read it?
I'm a criminal defense lawyer, and I predict...
No, you're not in the normal category, though.
Thank you. And I predict that in the end, O.J.'s not going to have the last word. He's going to be hoisted by his own petard on this thing.
Okay, but you know what, though? You're not... You'd read it out of professional interest, and there's a difference there between that... And somebody who would read it because they're attracted to that kind of
there's dramatic interest to it because this guy's going to end up getting what's coming to him.
Well, we can only hope.
It's going to happen. And let me also say about values and doing your part. When I got finished with my education, I wanted a BMW more than anything in the world. And then all of a sudden, I had a kid. And all of a sudden, I didn't give a blank about a BMW anymore. I could care less.
Well, I've been through there and done that. I'm older than you, man.
Let's talk about values. It's values, man, because the values of the people who have been running us into the ground the past 6 years.
Yeah, well, we do talk about those values, but the trouble is you can't talk about those values every single day. It's like you can't eat chocolate pie for every single meal. 6:58, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Bring back the draft. We'll talk about it.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
It's Nissan's national year-end sales event. What will your resolution be? More versatility? Adapt to the 7-passenger Nissan Pathfinder. That's as comfortable off-road as it is on it. More style? Try on the Murano's smooth and sleek lines. More utility? There's the Xterra's roof rack and latchable gearbox. More space? Get comfortable in the Armada's 3 rows of adult-friendly seating. How about saving more money during Nissan's national year-end sales event? Get 1,000 Nissan cash back on the 2006 Nissan Xterra. This offer ends soon. Get to your Nissan dealer now and resolve to save at Nissan's national year-end sales event. Nissan, shift your ride. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Cash back when you purchase from new dealer stock. See dealer for details. Offer ends 11/30/06.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer with the president in Bogor, Indonesia.
angry anti-American protesters on the march in Jakarta, far from where President Bush has been meeting with President Yudhoyono of Indonesia. The president shrugs it off.
It's not the first time, by the way, where people have showed up and expressed their opinion about my policies. But that's what happens when you make hard decisions.
The protesters in the biggest Islamic country are outraged by the U.S. presence in Iraq. Mr. Bush says he has not decided whether to send more troops or to begin withdrawing. He had no response to the Indonesian leader's call for an appropriate timetable for U.S. disengagement from Iraq. I'm Peter Mayer with the president in Indonesia. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani in New York.
Go big, go long, go home. The Washington Post says those are three options Pentagon officials are recommending in a new report on Iraq. Go big, send in more troops. Go long, cut the force, but stay longer. Go home, pack up and leave. Brookings Institution analyst Michael O'Hanlon says nothing will work unless the Shiite majority offers the Sunnis a real share of power.
Unless they do that, I don't think all these American debates about how big our troop presence should be mean all that much, because the Iraqis are not going to have the ability to stabilize their country.
But now it's more of the same. Families in tears after the discovery of 14 Sunnis who were kidnapped by men in police uniforms and killed. Two more American servicemen have been killed in action. A private group is promoting a high-tech approach to fighting holiday season drunk driving. Live to CBS's Jim Shanavy. Jim, how would it work?
Well, it's Mothers Against Drunk Driving's campaign to get drunks off the road, Frank, and it includes the use of technological advances aimed at
separating the drunk driver from the vehicle.
Mad President Glenn Birch.
There are going to be different types of technology, such as transdermal detection, that will have sensors to detect the blood alcohol level of an individual before he starts the car, so it doesn't allow the car to start.
Now, it's part of a four-prong campaign, which also includes tougher enforcement and grassroots mobilization.
Dead presidents make no noise, but that's about to change. The Mint is getting ready to put out new $1 presidential coins beginning next February, says Mint Director Ed Moyne, with Washington, John Adams, Jefferson, and Madison.
These dollar coins will have innovative designs. They will be a series of coins, which we think will be very popular.
And that has not been the case with previous dollar coins. In London, an ex-Russian spy who was poisoned in a local sushi restaurant is fighting for his life.
It seems to have the fingerprints of spying in the Cold War all over it, doesn't it? This is a poison that's odorless, colorless, tasteless, and soluble. It's the perfect solution if you wanted to bump someone off.
Military historian Peter Chaddock Adams. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen, but more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Crisis counselors on hand at Lincoln High School today, helping students and staff cope with the deaths of two 14-year-old boys who were run over while walking home from school on Friday. The two teens killed after a Jeep Cherokee veered onto the sidewalk, taking both boys by surprise.
I even saw some of the expressions on their faces, like they were just involved in something right away and they didn't know what it was.
An eyewitness talking to 9 News, the driver of the SUV, Sandra Mall, is still hospitalized in serious condition. Police say the 64-year-old had no memory of the accident. She is facing charges. Southeast Light Rail in full operation, and some tried it out as a way to get to the Broncos game and not having to worry about parking.
Convenience. Although it seems like the stadium's a little far away from the train itself, so looks like it's about a half-hour walk, but it's fun. It was easy. Convenient.
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Still collision-free on the freeways across the city. That's the good news. Just a lot of buildup now into downtown. Southbound side of I-25, south of I-70. A usual clogging along that 104th to 84th Street stretch. And 225 is picking up in the usual spots across Aurora. Still have cleanup of a pedestrian-involved crash northbound Santa Fe at Bellevue. Only the far left lane is getting by. Security wait time. Time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny, high clouds and warmer, looking for a high of 68. Right now, mostly cloudy, 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're looking for a dessert idea the whole family will love, check out Colossal Pies and Cakes at King Soopers. You'll find a great variety of decadent choices, including colossal chocolate cake, pumpkin pie, caramel apple pie, and more. King Soopers, right store, right price.
It's Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, where we're bringing in the finest of premium and designer brands. So to drive the point home, we've also brought in a fancy pants British announcer.
At Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, you'll find everything from cashmere blazers and Burberry fragrance to diamond stud earrings and HDTVs, all at Sam's Club's brilliant low prices.
Yeah, we don't really say brilliant here.
But what about lovely? Lovely low prices?
No, that sounds very British.
But I am British.
And we're not.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Visit Sam's Club, Friday, November 24th. Doors open at 5 a.m. Complimentary breakfast included. Join today to avoid the 10% service fee that applies to non-member purchases.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Six minutes after 7 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 67. Jay Marvin here. Nice to have you along. See, George W. Bush is very, very popular in Indonesia, isn't he? I don't think they like him too much. These all these signs that say wanted war criminal. All right. You probably heard at the top of the hour, too, the Pentagon's plan for Iraq, which would combine the idea, or which has the idea, the options of go big, go long, and go home. Go big, the first option, originally contemplated a large increase in U.S. troops in Iraq to try to break the cycle of sectarian and insurgent violence. A classic counterinsurgency campaign, though, would require several hundred thousand additional U.S. and Iraqi soldiers, as well as heavily armed Iraqi police. That option is all but rejected by the study group, which concluded that there are not enough troops in the U.S. military and not enough effective Iraqi forces, said sources, who have been informally briefed of the review. And the sources, of course, insisted on anonymity. They didn't want to say who they were. The go-home, which is the third option, calls for a swift withdrawal of U.S. Troops from Iraq. And go long calls for cutting U.S. combat presence in favor of long-term expansion of the training and advisory efforts under this mixture of options, which is gaining favor inside the military. The U.S. presence in Iraq, currently at 140,000 troops, would be boosted by 20,000 to 30,000 for a short period of time. The purpose of the temporary but notable increase, they said, would be twofold. Two, to do as much as possible to curtail sectarian violence and also signal the Iraqi government and the public that the shift to go long option that aims to eventually cut U.S. presence is not a disguised form of withdrawal. Even so, there is concern that such a radical shift in U.S. Posture in Iraq could further damage the standing of its government, which U.S. officials worry is already shaky. Under the hybrid plan, the short increase in U.S. troops and U.S. troops levels would be followed by a long-term plan to radically cut the presence, perhaps to 60,000 troops. So that's not the Baker report. That's what the Pentagon has come up with so far. Now, Charles Rangel, who we've had on the show before, has brought this up before. The last time he brought this up, and the last time I even just mentioned it on the radio, I got a ton of emails from people saying, oh, my God, no. And don't even discuss that on the air. Don't even float that option out in the public. Rangel says that Americans would have to sign up for a new military draft after turning 18 under a bill. The incoming chairman of the Means Committee says he will introduce next year. Charles Rangel, who is a Democrat, you know that, from New York, said Sunday he sees his idea as a way to deter politicians from launching wars. There's no question in my mind that this president and this administration would never have invaded Iraq, especially with the flimsy evidence that was presented to Congress, if indeed we had a draft and members of the Congress the others thought that their kids from their communities would be placed in harm's way. Okay, there's the central question on this deal. Do you believe with Charles Rangel, or do you disagree with him, that if we had a draft, leadership of this country, and I don't know if you'd have to say current leadership, but future leadership of this country, would think twice, and the American public would think twice, before wanting to rush off and do something if they knew their sons and daughters would perhaps have to go and have no choice. Right now we have an all-volunteer army, everybody knows that. And the army is not big enough. Neither is the Marine Corps. We need to expand it. Senator Lindsey Graham, who is a South Carolina Republican, who is a colonel in the U.S. Air Force Reserve, said he agrees that the U.S. does not have enough people in the military. And Rangel says he's worried about the military being strained with its commitments. He said having a draft would not necessarily mean everyone would be called to duty, would have to serve. Instead, young people would commit themselves to a couple of years of service to this great republic, whether it's our seaports, airports, schools, hospitals, with the promise of educational benefits at the end of the service. Okay, what about that idea? So, do you buy the idea of a draft in which not everybody would have to serve in the military? You would have to do some kind of public service geared towards the country. But the idea would be that if there was a draft, that the American public, that the American leadership would think twice before jumping into some military struggle. Repeated polls have shown that about only 7 in 10 Americans oppose reinstatement of the draft, and officials say that that's usually about where it stands, that about 7 in 10 Americans oppose reinstatement of the draft or involuntary conscription. So how politically unpopular do you think this idea would be in the United States? I think it'd be extremely politically unpopular, but I think Charles Rangel, kind of in a way, does make a good point. And if you listen to him talk about this, his further point is that it's always the middle class and it's always the working poor who end up going out and fighting the wars, while the upper class and the rich kids don't end up doing this. And that it's easy to stand up there and talk about sacrifice when you have no investment in what's going on, like thousands and thousands of families across this country do, who have got sons and daughters there now. I suppose I could probably speed up the conversation here and speed up the response by you on this Monday morning by coming down and taking a stance and by saying, like, okay, I agree with it, let's do it, and then you would all call up and say, well, wait a minute, we disagree with you, Jay. Or if I said I didn't agree with it, you'd all call up and say, okay, I disagree with you, Jay, let's do it, or I agree with you, Jay, let's not do it. I see where Charles Rangel is coming from. I'm not so sure, though, that it would deter this country. I'm not so sure that it would deter its leaders from getting us into another folly someplace. I mean, if you're listening to this station and you're conservative, even Henry Kissinger, who is no flaming lib, has come out now in an interview and said the situation in Iraq is not militarily winnable. So, whether you're right, left, in the middle, I think it's about time all of us concede that this is a frickin' mess. Question is, How do you stop this in the future? And do you think a draft would do it? And then the other part of it is, would it be good for American youth, would it be good for American youth to turn around and have to do some kind of public service? That's the other part of it. That's the other part of the argument. Would you want to have American youth, not like the Rick O'Donnell plan where they would like leave high school in the last semester, but I'm talking about when you get out of high school. Then you turn 18, then you get drafted, and if you don't want to go into the military, then you work on some civilian project. Oh, we had some old bag call up and just say she supports the draft and wishes that you and I would have to go. Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, so let's talk about this. 303-713-7600. And you do have plans out there by people like John McCain and others who do want to increase the troops in Iraq. And you know something? There's no practical way to do it because we don't have the troops. I mean, that's just a fact. Of which Mr. McCain very rarely ever gets pressed on by the press, Mr. St. McCain. And we'll be talking about him a little bit later on with Ed Schultz coming up in the next hour. All right, I'll take your calls on the draft. Reinstate it, yes or no, either military service or public service. You choose. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, 716, 16 after 7. And let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, nothing too unusual. Just have that heavy traffic buildup now across the city, including 325 in Aurora, 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, and southbound 25 through Thornton, North Glen, and again for your ride into downtown. Wreck activity still blocks northbound Santa Fe at Bellevue in Littleton. We had a bit more traffic around those parking lots at Southeast Light Rail stations, but hopefully less traffic on the highway as a result. Weather today, mostly sunny, high clouds and warmer, high of 68 expected, currently mostly cloudy and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
As the nation's 13th largest home builder, Meritage Homes is excited to introduce to Denver their unique approach to home building. They've carefully chosen 6 distinctive neighborhoods to debut over 20 different and unique floor plans. Visit MeritageColorado.com today and discover the Meritage difference.
Now through December 1st, Leaf Guard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call Leaf Guard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but Leaf Guard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell 2 stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
The Al Franken Show.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Tom Oliphant probably thought he could take a pass on the show because of Thanksgiving. Is that what you thought, Tom? Huh? Get an early jump on the holiday? Oh, sure. Maybe cut out of D.C. a few days early to beat the holiday rush. Washington Post reporter Juliet Eilperin and the hardest-working wonk in wonkdom, Norman J. Ornstein, all on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This president and this administration would never have invaded Iraq if indeed we had a draft and members of Congress and the administration thought that their kids from their communities would be placed in harm's way.
There he is, Charlie Rangel, Democrat from New York. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. High today, 67, under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you. Here's an instant message from AM760.net. When you stayed drunk during the majority of the Vietnam War, you can't expect to make good decisions on its remake in the desert. After Vietnam, the military made a decision to pass much more tasking onto the Guard and Reserve forces to stop future politicians from entering into another unwinnable war. Really worked, didn't it? And that comes from Glenn, who sent that in. All right, Glenn. Well, yeah, you're right. That definitely didn't work. Here's Andy in Centennial. Andy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I agree with Rangel. We need a draft, and I believe that if all these middle and upper class Republicans who voted for President Bush had to be sending their sons and daughters to, kill and be killed in Iraq, that we wouldn't be there. And I agree that the whole plan has to be implemented. You've got to have a way for people to opt out of the military to do some kind of civilian service. But I think it's reasonable, and this is a change from, you know, where I was at in the 60s and 70s. I think it's reasonable that that you ask people to give something back to the society that, you know, provided the education that they grew up with and the roads and, you know, everything, the whole infrastructure that they've come to enjoy.
Well, technically, I don't find anything wrong with that argument. I think a lot of people would make the argument that one of the reasons why you hope kids get educated and you hope that they go from high school on to college and the university is so that they can get a good education and that they can turn around and that they can contribute back to this country through its economic growth and through its ingenuity and entrepreneurship. So I think that's, you know, I think that's a thought on a lot of people's minds. The other thing, the part I'm skeptical about is, do you really believe that future generations of leaders, and look at our experience with this, with the leadership we have now, and you can even go back. You can go back 40 years. You want to go back to Lyndon Johnson. I mean, do you think that it would deter them from going off and getting into another foreign adventure?
Yeah, I do. Even when Nixon was running, Vietnam was a real wake up call, I think, because it was the first time that the United States got into a war where ultimately the people did not really support it. And, and Johnson did not expect that, I don't think. And when he decided not to run, and then when Nixon, you know, was running against McGovern, even Nixon had to say, we've got a way out. And the people, you know, I don't believe the people would have elected him if he had not.
Yeah, but the truth shows that he prolonged the war for two, three more years, and we lost how many more people so that he could get the kind of deal that he wanted to get, and LBJ. I mean, LBJ got us deeper into Vietnam, and he didn't care. Apparently, he didn't, and the people around him didn't really, although they say the war broke his heart, but he didn't really care that who was going off to fight. And, of course, back in those days, too, which you wouldn't have under this plan, hopefully, the rich and the college bound were able to escape through deferments and other things.
Right.
I just don't know. I just don't know if, you know, in other words, because you say Vietnam was a learning experience, but apparently it wasn't a learning experience because here we are in 2006 and we're in Vietnam again. Right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I think the politicians would have learned that they can't go against the will of the people. Obviously that happened just this last month. I mean, just this month.
But I think the administration is doing it right now. In several areas, they're doing it right now. If you interpret the vote last Tuesday as being a vote for change, they have not totally signaled that they're going to make a change in Iraq. They are turning around, and they are, despite the talk of bipartisanship, are nominating conservative judges that they know have no chance to get passed because they're basically giving the new Congress the finger. And the voters have spoken, and it's like, do you think, okay, let me ask you this, and we'll find out here in the next couple of months, okay? So you can call me back and say, yeah, Jay, I was right, or, you know, Jay, you were wrong, and you're an idiot. Do you think that this leadership that's running the country now, do you think that they understand and that they get the idea of what people were saying at the polling place last Tuesday?
No, I think George Bush is a narcissist who doesn't hear any voice but his own. When you elect somebody like that, you're going to pay the price. But I still think that at some level, the military, his advisors, the Congress, certainly the Congress, would have had more of a backbone if they were hearing from constituents that we don't want to send our kids to die this way.
All right, good point. Point well taken. Andy, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I have mixed feelings about this. I have a 17-year-old son who I wouldn't be completely opposed to him being in the military defending his country, but I have real problems with him serving under this commander-in-chief in this mess that he's created.
How about if this commander-in-chief were gone and it was somebody else?
I feel that this war was for personal profit and for it wasn't for defending our nation. If it's a war to defend our nation, I would definitely feel I would support him.
Let me ask you this. Do you buy Charles Rangel's central idea on this, the core idea that if you had a draft in this country, it would discourage future leaders from getting us in foreign entanglements?
I don't know. You know, I agree with Charles Rangel's idea that, you know, if you can think of the other people are going to go fight, and my kid who's going to MIT, he's not going to be touched. That's a whole different mindset than that we all share this sacrifice. However, no, I don't think there's, and maybe Biden, but I don't know of any other Congress people who have children serving in the military. Right?
Jim Webb does.
Okay.
Senator-elect from Virginia.
But the vast majority of them do not. And I think that speaks volumes. I mean, they can send other people's kids to war all the time and do.
I think, doesn't Marilyn Musgrave have a kid in the armed services?
Perhaps she does. I don't know. But, I mean, the best.
Who she's scared doesn't meet a homosexual?
Maybe that's why she put him in the military. I don't know. But, no, that might be controversial. I don't know. But the other statement you said about young people having to serve public service, maybe we should all have to serve public service. I don't know why we would necessarily think that all young people have to serve. How many of us?
Well, because when you're young, I mean, that's the time you go do those things. When you get older, you have other commitments.
How many of us did that?
What, did public service when we were young?
I'm 52. I didn't do that. How many other people of our age group did that? And maybe we should do it now. I mean, if we're going to force one set of group of people to do that, which, I mean, we can encourage them, we can say this is a wonderful idea, but to force them to do it, why don't we force all of us to do it? I mean, why should we do it? And we're all getting the benefits.
Because I think that, as I said before, when you're young, you know, when you're 18, your life's a lot more flexible than your life is when you're 45.
But we all missed that chance, us, the people in the 50s, 40s and 50s. We didn't have to do that. And I feel that we all get the benefits of this nation, not just the young.
Well, how would you work that plan? I mean, in other words, would you force Would you force adults, say, for instance, to the age of 45 or 35 or 50 years old, would you force them to do public service on the weekends, on their day off?
In other words,
they would go through periods of time where they'd have no time off from the job.
Well, we all see reasoning, which I would too, about our personal lives. And
because my personal life and my time off is very important.
But young people also have plans for their personal life, and this might not fit into their personal
life.
But
it isn't. But you know what? I maintain it's not. And I'd like to hear what other callers have to say about this, but I maintain it's not. It's a lot easier when you're 17 or 18 than it is when you're 40 and you're 45, particularly if you've got commitments. And a lot of people now, in this day and age with this economy, are working longer hours and are also working multiple jobs to try to get by.
I have two jobs and three children. So
okay, well, all right. So when would you find time to do it?
I don't know. If they pulled my number out of a hat, I'd have to figure it out, just like the young people do who have plans to go to college or have jobs lined up or other things. You just throw us all in a hat and draw us all. We have the equal chance to serve our country that way. That's just my opinion.
I think your goal is noble, but I think you'd have a really hard time selling it to somebody.
But see, who
staggers into their house after they've worked a god awful amount of hours.
That's true.
Trying to get through life, and then you turn around to them and tell them, "Oh, by the way, we need you at I-25 and whatever to clear the grass or whatever."
But aren't we imposing that on somebody else then?
Well, yeah, but
who can't say no?
But there is this argument to go around. That if you look at other countries that do this, what group do they, unless it's like Cuba, what group do they generally do it with? They generally do it with the young, because the young generally have the flexibility, the physical strength and mental health, and the time to do it. Plus, it's a lesson of community responsibility that you try to teach kids.
And you can't, and they can't object also.
No, they objected. I mean, a lot of kids objected. How do you think the draft came to an end?
I'm
do you think it just ended?
It's being imposed upon them by somebody else. That's what I'm saying.
Well, all right. We'll see if anybody else wants to pick up on it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. All right. Should national service not only count for kids, but should it also count for adults? Anybody want to come forward and comment on this? Turk? Would you like to be going out?
I think I'd fail a physical.
Oh, jeez.
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm tired, man, when the weekend comes. Aren't you tired? Hauling our rears up out of bed here?
I'm tired when 10 a.m. rolls around.
Yeah, me too. Gina? Gina?
What are you asking?
Okay, Charles Rangel wants to reinstate the draft. So here's the thing. The kids would be able to either go into the service or would opt out to do some kind of community service. Elaine called up and said that adults ought to have to do community service as well. What would be your feelings knowing that the third weekend of every month, you'd have to go do some kind of community service?
You know, I wouldn't have a problem with that because I'm already basically doing that anyway. So, you know, one of my regrets is that I never served in the military. It's something that if I could go back, I would
do
over.
Well, you're old enough, go join.
Oh, I wouldn't pass the physical either. Not at this age, but I wouldn't have a problem with that.
You're not totally and completely tired and wasted at the end of the week?
I am tired by the weekend, but I think
with the hours we lead?
Yes. But I think it's important. But I don't think we need the draft. I think there's enough folks that want to join. I don't think we need the draft.
No, you know what? There really isn't enough. We don't have enough troop strength.
Well, maybe with the war on terror, we don't now. But
you mean the war in Iraq? Don't try to slide by those Ken Melman inspired talking points. You're busted. You mean the war in Iraq has nothing to do with the war on terror, Gina, my dear.
Okay, whatever you say, Jay.
You know I'm right. It's killing you, but I'm reeducating you. All right, it's 7:34. Gina doesn't mind doing it, so we expect to see Gina out up on the 36. Clearing the brush off the side of the road this coming weekend. 7:34 minutes past the hour. What's the traffic look like?
Well, westbound I-70, we did have a crash, but it looks like it was moved out of traffic pretty quickly near Colorado. Had a couple of cars. Otherwise, not a bad ride along I-70. At least you have no delays out to DIA. We do have heavy traffic on all those north side highways, though. Just no getting around it. Eastbound 270, I-76, southbound 25, north of the interchange, all at peak volume. And it looks like the turnpike really jamming up now eastbound as you approach.
Cheaper UsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
We took the house in Santa. We took the house.
Al Franken, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
That was for the president.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Columbine Valley Liquors in Littleton reminds you that you hear a lot of talk about waste these days. Waste of time, money, and energy. But what about the needless waste of children's lives on the roads caused by reckless, careless driving? Think before you get behind the wheel. This message courtesy of Columbine Valley Liquors at 3615 West Bowles in Littleton. For all your holiday beverage needs, call Columbine Valley Liquors at 303-730-2234. They're on the air for kids' sake.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time. Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Peace on the street and goodwill to all drivers. The Garmin Nuvi GPS has built-in maps and voice directions to anywhere in North America.
Right on Pine Street.
Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour, high today, 67, and a mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Miss any or part of the show, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. Charles Rangel, by the way, will be in the Situation Room this afternoon with Wolf Blitzer. I always love that, the Situation Room. You're in the Situation Room. But he's going to be on to talk about this thing about the draft. And that's what we're talking about Rangel's statement about we should bring the draft back, or you don't have to be in the service, you can go do voluntary work, not voluntary, but community service work. Let's go to Al on I-76. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Fine, Al. How about you?
Oh, not bad. Listen, I see this as a slippery slope. I see that if everybody had to sign up for the draft when they turned 18 and all the way to 42, that would discourage the people that are out there trying to volunteer. Then there's the other issue of the infrastructure. How, first of all, would they build this? Would they build it like the old model on county? And then how many people would be involved in pointing fingers and saying, well, you're going to be drafted on each board? And then we have the situation of, well, the Army didn't meet its recruitment goals. We're short 2,500 number this month. A call goes out to the draft board, and they draft 15,000. I mean, I just see this as a complete slippery slope.
Yeah, well, what you just brought up about the old, about constructing it in the old system, too, scares me. Oh, boy, you know what? How about getting back to the days of your local draft board in which traditionally the town's most either prominent and or politically active citizens sat on the board and decided, you know, who could file a conscientious objector claim and who couldn't and all this other stuff, and it was disgusting. It was sickening.
That's exactly my point, because you and I both know that if they put these boards back into place, they're going to be political hacks, political appointees.
Yeah, and the old selective service system, too. That whole thing is like a nightmare.
Absolutely. You know, I was a product of 1968. I was called to report for the draft in 1969, and I ended up getting a 4F. But the whole thing was dehumanizing to the point where if people want to know what a draft board is like, watch Alice's Restaurant.
Well, I fought with my draft board continuously. I was drafted in 1971 or two, and fought with them continuously all the time, and went through the whole thing. Yeah, I went through the whole thing too, and was rejected, and it is demeaning, and it was like, you know, you get in the induction center. In my case, you get in the induction center in downtown L.A., and it's like, well, we got you already. And, yeah, I mean, you should do something. If you want to help your country, you should do it because you want to, not because somebody makes you.
I agree. So something was based on the Israeli model, then my attitude may change. But like the lady that brought this up earlier, start the Civilian Conservation Corps again, and there are some options to do. We could use things as a society like that, but to reinstate the draft, I'm completely against it.
Yeah, I'm not. You're doing a good job of persuading me, man. I'm not so sure I'd want to have an 18-year-old kid go through that, or a 17-year-old or 18-year-old kid go through that whole horror. Al, thank you, man. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Thanks.
Well, he's got a point there. That whole process of going through the draft, and your draft board, and in my case, I grew up in this really right-wing area. So everybody that was on the draft board was like really right-wing. And you couldn't make an argument to them about Vietnam, about anything. Well, you're going, kid, because it's the right thing to do. Come on. Let's go to Joe in Fort Collins. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Fine.
Thanks for having me on this morning. I'm in the service, and I just want to make a couple points. The folks that talked before me, I think, pretty much hit it on the head. As a volunteer, I think that you get the best if you volunteer for the military. Do you agree?
Yeah, because I think it's something you do because you want to do it, not because somebody says to you, okay, either you'll do it or you'll face 5 years in jail.
Right, and I think that's a very good point. But I agree with the idea of serving your country in some manner. And again, I don't say all military because not everyone's built like that. I think that you should have opportunities for, you know, 18-year-olds, 30-year-olds, whatever, to go do AmeriCorps or Peace Corps or work in their local schools. And the point about having to do it on a weekend, I think, is wrong, too, because for the reserves, what we do is you have to give that person time off to do their reserve time. So if we're making them come and do community service or making them do AmeriCorps, Peace Corps, their job has to give them the time off to do so.
Right, yeah, but could you see the United States government going to most employers, most corporate employers these days, and even small business men and women,
right,
and saying, all right, you got to give Jay and John Thursday, Friday, or, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or whatever the case is, you got to give them off so they
right
can go do this. You know, I mean, man, you know that employers are going to go nuts over that. And we've got cases in the paper now of men and women who are in the National Guard,
right,
who are in Iraq, who have no jobs when they come back.
No, and that's a very good point also. It's just, I think that Senator Rangel, right, from New York?
Congressman
Rangel. I think that he's, I don't know if he's being serious about it or just kind of wanting to throw this point back.
No, he's serious about it, man. This is about the second or third time he's brought it up.
That's a tough one for me as a military volunteer, as someone who wanted to serve this country in this way. And again, people who want to be in the Peace Corps, AmeriCorps, or want to serve their country in some manner or be in the government service, by all means. But I can't see that. I can't see that taking place.
All right, let me try this. Let me try this real quick before we run out of time. Don't you give me a better idea to encourage kids when they're younger, and I'm talking about in high school, to get into programs that are not necessarily the military, where the civilian corps, where you could do something at home?
I totally agree with that. I think that puts their, you invest the child in the country's well-being and their welfare. And, you know, being in the military, that did the same thing for me. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I first got into college, but the Air Force kind of pointed me in the right direction.
Right. And it's
a great thing.
And it's also, you get a case where you get people who go and do these things because they want to do them, not because
right
somebody says either you step across this line or you go to jail.
Right. No, and I agree with that too, Jay.
All right, Joe, thanks for your service, man. Thanks for the call, too.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
All right,
All right, good man. 303-713-7600, one line open. It's 7:46, 46 minutes past the hour. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Ed Schultz and also singer-songwriter legend Tom Russell. That's all coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now we're talking about the draft. 303-713-7600. Charles Rangel, very serious about this idea. Let's get some traffic from Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, your westbound lanes of I-70 were pretty well jammed between Quebec and Colorado, but that two-car wreck is just not anywhere to be seen. Things are just very busy through that area. Same situation eastbound I-70 near Brighton. Nothing out of the ordinary elsewhere. We're at rush volume, though, just about everywhere, including 225 southbound at Parker. Northbound, you're going to run into that jam, I-Lift to Mississippi. Eastbound C-470 starting to bog down now, Broadway to University. And wreck activity still blocking northbound Santa Fe at Bellevue and Littleton, but it looks like that will be wrapped up here shortly. Weather today, mostly sunny, high clouds and warmer, looking for a high of 68. Right now, mostly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Michelin Winter Tires, the safety of starting, stopping, and cornering traction.
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
For more information, log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM760 Progressive Talk.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services remind more teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way. Over 5,000 per year. Please caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
Get out of debt and get on with your life.
Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-300-4418. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-300-4418. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-300-4418. That's 1-800-300-4418.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then me and Jeff got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, well, you know, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. To learn more about your options, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-800-700-2962. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For free information, call right now, 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962.
It's Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, where we're bringing in the finest of premium and designer brands. So to drive the point home, we've also brought in a fancy pants British announcer.
At Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, you'll find everything from cashmere blazers and Burberry fragrance to diamond stud earrings and HD TVs, all at Sam's Club's brilliant low prices.
Yeah, we don't really say brilliant here.
But what about lovely? Lovely low prices?
No, that sounds very British.
But I am British.
And we're not.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Visit Sam's Club Friday, November 24th. Doors open at 5 a.m. Complimentary breakfast included. Join today to avoid the 10% service fee that applies to non-member purchases.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct. Netflix. Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:51. It's 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 67, mostly sunny skies. We're talking about the draft. Charles Rangel's plan that he wants to reinstate it. Here's some instant messages at am760.net. Hi, Jay. I don't think they would or could set the draft up as they did in the old days. They would have to make the draft for everyone, men, women, and then they can't give educational deferments. Everyone would be required to put off 2 years no matter what. Reinstating the draft is a horrible idea. The children of the wealthy and the influential will always find a way out of harm's way. Look at how George W. Bush kept from going to Vietnam by using power and influence. What makes anyone think reinstating the draft now would fix this fundamental problem of people using their power and influence to get out of the fighting? It happened in Vietnam and would more likely happen today if there were a draft. Well, yes and no. I mean, the idea would be that you would fix it so that that kind of stuff couldn't go on. That's basically, you know, you would make it tight so that it would, so you wouldn't be able to get away with it. Let's go to Ron in Wheat Ridge. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Couple things here. Having been from 68 in the Vietnam era, I think that I'd like to see a modified draft, and here's what I'd like to see is that, and I like the gentleman before and the lady, that every kid 18 to 20 ought to spend a couple years in service to their country, and then the carrot out there would be education, some type of, whether it's higher ed, chef school, mechanic. You know, I think most kids would realize that, especially ones from lower income, education is their way out. And this would be a great incentive for these kids.
Well, but, we have that now, don't we?
Well, you know, but I'm talking on a larger scale. I mean, the guy mentioned AmeriCorps, and I'm familiar with that. That's my business. But, example, in the Forest Service, there's thousands of miles of trails that haven't been maintained in years and years and years. I think this would be a great opportunity. And if we needed a military draft as one little section, I wouldn't even call it the draft. It would be service, and one section of it could be military for those who fit into that area. I mean, you know, also in the military, it's such a waste the way they do it. So many of the clerical jobs, the cooking jobs, the supply jobs could all be civilian, and they always put military in there, and that to me...
Yeah, well, but you know what? If you look at what's going on in Iraq, they do put civilians in there to do it, but they privatize it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And those guys make more money than our soldiers, and on top of that, those corporations are reaping huge, huge war profits.
Well, and again, when I mentioned what I'm seeing here, I'm talking about, you know, more stateside also, Jay, where you're just at Fort Carson, let's say, and that those positions there could be filled by young people other than maybe the combat-ready folks. But I think education is so important, and I mean not always higher ed, because my own daughter's example, when she went to college, 18 and 19-year-old, Jay, you know this, they don't know beans, and they piss away a couple years of college, most of them. That's time they usually flunk out if they're going to. It would just be 2 years older, more mature. I think they would appreciate their education more, and they could do some service. There's hospitals. I mean, you start thinking of every place that we could use young kids, and what an education, life skill education that these kids could get out of that. That's how I feel about it. With the military being, if we don't have enough, usually Air Force and Navy, they get their quota because they're not really as combat. But the Army and Marines, they may have to draft. And I don't even know if the word's draft, but you know what I'm saying.
Conscript.
But yeah, exactly. Service. And if they fill it up, then they don't have to, you know, they don't draft anymore. Because the other big issue is the total infrastructure. How do you handle all these people? Do you house them? Do you not house them? Feed them? Do they work from home? You see what I'm saying? This thing is going to take a lot of thought. But I really like the idea of, and I agree with you, this isn't for 50-year-olds and 40-year-olds. These young kids, 18 to 20, the perfect time of their life to have some life experience to move them on as competent adults.
All right, Ron. Thank you, man.
Thanks,
appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Chad in Loveland. Chad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I was just wanting to inject into the discussion here one point I hadn't heard anybody bring up. I've only been up since 7:10, so hopefully nobody's brought it up yet. If House Resolution 4752 passes in our new Democratic Congress this next year, I was just wondering if anybody's considered the possibility that President Bush might use either a signing statement or a line item veto or some other presidential black magic to change it in some fundamental way. And
I don't think the American public would put up with that.
Okay.
I think the American public would be outraged. I don't think it would be as simple because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it would slide by the public, but I don't think it would.
Well, I would hope not.
I think somebody somewhere would say something, and you'd have a huge row.
I would hope so. I've been worrying about this thing for a couple of years now, ever since I first learned about it, so, or however long it's been, I don't remember. But anyways, I'm almost 30 years old, so I'm not one of those 18-year-old or 20-year-old people that the last caller was talking about. And while I certainly do see his point, I want to go to college. I've got to go to graduate school here next year, and I fall within that 18 to 42-year-old range, and I don't want to do anything other than what I'm already on the way to doing.
Well, then the idea would be you would be offered something else. You would be offered some other kind of thing that you could do here without going into the military, so that you could do both.
Well, that's the type of stuff that I worry would get, you know, vetoed or removed out of
Well, you're right, but I don't know if the American public would stand for that. That's an interesting proposition that you're bringing up. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
All
All right, bye,
Jay. All right. Ed Schultz, up next here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Always on your radio, always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough, and now it's time to fight back. If you have credit card debt, join the revolution. Call now and arm yourself with the top 10 secrets you need to fight back. We're Debt Set, and we're leading the charge against the unethical tactics of the credit card companies. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Call it crooked, call it a scam. But before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can stop giving them your hard-earned money month after month. If you're in debt, you're not alone. There's an army of us, and we're taking back our financial futures. Call Debt Set now for your free copy of the top 10 secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-600-8128. That number again is 1-800-600-8128. 1-800-600-8128.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Angry Muslims in the streets of Jakarta protesting a visit by President Bush, who's about to leave shortly. The president spent only 6 hours on the ground in the city of Bogor, where police kept protesters at a distance. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Bush has a blunt response to those thousands of anti-American demonstrators who believe he's pursuing anti-Islamic policies in Iraq. Speaking at a news conference, he bluntly rejected that.
To say, you know, spreading democracy is anti-religious, it's the opposite of that. Democracy means you can worship any way you choose, freely.
The president called the protest democracy at work.
What to do in Iraq came up at the president's joint press conference with the president of Indonesia.
I haven't made any decisions about troop increases or troop decreases, and won't until I hear from a variety of sources.
The Washington Post says the Pentagon is recommending three options: send more troops, cut troops, or just leave. Military analyst Daniel Garay says sending more troops isn't possible, and leaving isn't wise.
The problem is we are caught in a bear trap, perhaps of our own making, but caught nonetheless, and there is no way to simply walk away from this problem.
Here at home, a man facing execution in North Carolina wants to get on with it. CBS's Jim Crisula has that.
Hurry up and let me die. That's the rather unusual request from a North Carolina death row inmate. James Davis wants to fire his lawyers and expedite his execution. A judge wants Davis to undergo a mental evaluation first. The 58-year-old Davis is on death row for gunning down three people in a Nashville workplace shooting in 1995. He says he wants to die for, quote, closure.
Most of the time, the police can stop a drunk driver only after he or she gets behind the wheel, sometimes with deadly results. But technology that senses when someone is inebriated can prevent accidents and save lives. Mothers Against Drunk Driving President Glenn Burt says that's why MAD is pushing it this holiday season, even for first-time offenders.
Generally, it's been proven that they will drive an estimated 88 times before they're caught the very first time for their first offense.
Some states already require ignition locks for drivers with one or more DUI arrests. Police in New York's Westchester County are investigating the shooting of a disbarred criminal lawyer and his wife, who just happened to live on the same cul-de-sac as former President Clinton and Senator Hillary Clinton. Carlos and Peggy Perez Olivo were wounded after the car they were in was forced off the road late Saturday night. In Malawi, a judge has put off a decision on whether to let Madonna adopt a Malawian baby boy. The ruling could be handed down next week. The London Stock Exchange, as expected, is saying thanks but no thanks to a $5 billion takeover by the Nasdaq market. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down a fraction of a point. Nasdaq is up a little more than a point. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical study shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Luvox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
Hot Corey Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update now. Flowers and teddy bears marking the spot on South Federal Boulevard this morning, where two 14-year-old boys were killed over the weekend. The driver of an SUV veered off the road and onto the sidewalk. She is still hospitalized. Denver police say 64-year-old Sandra Mall facing vehicular homicide charges now. The 14-year-olds Jesse Aguirre and Non Nguyen, both Lincoln High School students, were walking home when they were hit Friday.
So my brother. Every day we wrestle and stuff. We did a lot of stuff together.
That's Eric Aguirre, the victim's brother, talking to 9 News. A Greenwood Village youth pastor going to appear in court today. And an alleged confession of sexual assault. 33-year-old Donald Richard Ryan admitted last week that he'd been a counselor for a 16-year-old member, but the relationship turned sexual. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we have a major crash activity. It's affecting your southbound 25 right. If you're south of 6th Avenue heading toward the Tech Center, watch out. It's a bad rollover wreck. Has two lanes at least blocked just after Hamden. Traffic stopped there, backing up fast to University. Have a new one westbound I-70 on approach to Kipling. 3 cars. And that northbound Santa Fe crash at Bellevue still had a couple of right lanes blocked, but traffic appears to be getting by just fine. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny skies. High clouds, warmer. Looking for 68 degrees. Currently mostly cloudy, 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the Office Depot pre-Thanksgiving sale. You'll find low prices on computers, digital cameras, MP3 players, HDTVs, and more. Don't miss the Office Depot pre-Thanksgiving sale. Office Depot, taking care of business and the holidays.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
I want you to get up now.
It's time for the Monday Take It 8.
Monday Take It 8.
I want you to get up right now, stick your head out, and yell, I'm not going to take this anymore!
The Monday Take It 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz.
Often analyzing important events and expressing their own opinions regarding them.
Marvin and Schultz on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 67 under mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. The show available in podcast at am760.net. And it's time for the Monday Morning Take It 8 with my buddy Ed Schultz. You hear him here Monday through Friday between 1 and 4. And good morning, Ed. And how was your weekend?
Well, my weekend was restful. You know, just got back from Washington, D.C. on Saturday evening and kind of just took it easy yesterday, Jay. Watched the Vikings blow it in the fourth quarter. What else? Just another Sunday at the office, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
We just kind of kicked back yesterday after a very long week.
And have a good time in D.C.?
Well, I was there for two reasons. Number one, to participate in the contesting of the next Progressive Talker that's going to get a weekend gig on many of these Jones radio stations. And then also, I worked the Hill quite a bit on the Fairness Doctrine and the imbalance in talk radio in America. Had a nice visit with Harry Reid and Byron Dorgan and Senator Byrd from West Virginia, and spent a few minutes with Hillary Clinton as well on this subject. So this is something that's going to be coming up with the new majority. They're very concerned about the imbalance of the airwaves, and they want to make sure that these licenses are operated in the public's interest. So you're going to hear more about this in the coming weeks.
Could we? Do you think we could get a revival of the fairness doctrine?
I don't think they want to go down the fairness doctrine road right away. I think what they want to do is give stations an opportunity to operate like Denver. If you're going to offer up an AM station that's got a lot of conservative talk, then you've got to offer up an AM station that's going to balance it out in the group. There are a number of radio operators in this country that simply give one side of the story of when it comes to political talk. Infinity, Ennis, Entercom,
ABC,
Salem, ABC. Actually, Clear Channel has done more than any of the other companies when it comes to pushing forth the idea of any kind of balance at all.
Yeah, that's really true.
I think the senators are very, very concerned about this. They don't like the idea that, you know, in this most recent election cycle was a classic example. Even though the Democrats took the majority, the number of hours dedicated to political talk and free campaigning was absolutely outrageous compared to what it used to be. And they would just want to know where this is going. They're also going, Jake, to be talking about legislation to eliminate robocalls. These absolute nasty phone calls and lies and networking and constant harassing of people at home at the dinner hour with robocalls. They want to dive into that and make sure that there's some regulation on that. That if you do a robocall, it better be factual, and they don't like the idea of the American people being subjected to constant badgery.
Boy, they've got my vote on that. I mean, we had a ton of that through the Trailhead group here, a 527 in Colorado that just made people's lives miserable and smeared people right and left. And the interesting thing was is they weren't effective, but it's wrong. Yeah, they should definitely get on to those robocalls. I agree 100%.
Well, Harry Reid's all over it. I mean, he says it needs to be addressed. The campaign in Missouri was as nasty as it's ever been in the history of the country. And they're going to use that as an example. And they are obviously dissecting all of these robocalls for accuracy, and many of them are flat-out fraudulent.
Oh, yeah, 100%. All right, let's talk about Iraq, because, as you know, that's the number one topic. Henry Kissinger is quoted over the weekend as saying that we cannot win militarily in Iraq. The Pentagon is out with this idea of these options of go big, go home, go long, and we're waiting for the Baker Commission to come out with a plan to get us out, and there are various Democratic plans out there as well, but it seems to me that the democratically controlled Congress and the Bush administration are heading for a showdown over this after January.
Well, this political pressure is only mounting. Keep in mind that Kissinger's been meeting with Shooter quite a bit on Iraq. They consult Kissinger quite a bit. This is a 180. And I would just wonder if Kissinger has told the president face-to-face what he told the BBC over the weekend, that there is no military solution here. I think that George Bush will put in more troops before he'll take them out. Well, and then the question comes up, where are you going to get them? This prolonged stay at the current troop level, the American people have no appetite for that, and all that's going to do is continue to erode the Republican base and anyone who supports it. John McCain's idea of sending more troops obviously is forcing the hand of the Bush administration to say something and do something. Here comes the Iraq Survey Group, which I said on the program several weeks ago. All this is giving Bush cover. Bush can save face and say, well, the survey group came in and said we need more troops, and that's what we're going to do. So the next couple of weeks, maybe the next month, I think we're going to know a lot more about where we stand with Iraq as a country than we ever have. We're either going to get in, we're going to get out, or we're going to slowly change our mission in Iraq to try to save American lives. And I think all three of them, there's going to be an upside to all three, there's going to be a downside to all three.
Yeah, the beauty about McCain's position, though, is McCain can say he's taking an unpopular position nationwide, but he can, as you know, as pointed out yesterday in several of the talking head shows, and it's really true, he can then turn around and say, well, look, you can't blame the Iraqi failure on me. I told you 3 years ago we needed more troops. I kept saying we needed more troops. I kept saying we needed more troops, and you just ignored me.
Well, that's true, and Hillary Clinton said the same thing. So there's people running for political cover and political backup on this to reaffirm with the American people where they've stood all along. I just don't see the president wiggling out of this one. The Democrats can only do so much. They're not the commander-in-chief. But here's one thing to watch. There was a law passed earlier this year that said 2006 was going to be a year of transition in Iraq. Well, they got a little over a month to make that transition. Let's see if they follow the law.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Let me play a little audio from George Stephanopoulos and this week. He had on St. McCain and had McCain flip-flopping around, basically, on some pretty interesting questions here. We'll listen to a little bit of this and we'll get your reaction.
Mayor Giuliani describes himself as both pro-choice and pro-gay rights. Do you think someone with those positions can get the Republican nomination and effectively lead the Republican Party?
I don't know. I know that he's an American hero. I know that Americans will never forget the magnificent job he did following 9/11, and I think that he would be very favorably looked on by a lot of Americans.
I know you're not pro-choice. You're pro-life. Are you pro-gay rights?
In the respect that I believe that the don't ask, don't tell policy is working in the military. I don't know how you view that. I do not believe that that marriage between... I believe in the sanctity and unique role of marriage between man and woman. But I certainly don't believe in discriminating against any American.
But on that don't ask, don't tell policy, the military now classifies homosexuals. They classify homosexuality as a defect. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think they do that.
It actually is. Yes, they do right now.
I don't think it's a quote defect, but I do believe the don't ask, don't tell policy has been very effective. We've got the best military we've ever had in our all-volunteer force, so I think the policy is working.
You say you believe that marriage should be reserved for between a man and
yes.
a woman. You voted for an initiative in Arizona that went beyond that and actually denied any government benefits to civil unions mm-hmm. or domestic partnerships. Are you against civil unions for gay couples?
No, I'm not. Initiative, I think, was misinterpreted. I think that initiative did allow for people to join in legal agreements, such as power of attorney and others. I think there was a difference of opinion on the interpretation of that constitutional amendment.
So you're for civil unions?
No, I am for ability of two people. I do not believe gay marriage should be legal. I do not believe gay marriage should be legal, but I do believe that people ought to be able to enter into contracts, exchange powers of attorney, other ways that that people who have relationships can enter into.
You threw your support behind Trent Lott this week to be Republican whip. He has said that homosexuality is a sin. Is that what you think?
I've never heard Trent Lott state that, but no, that's not what
that's I... That's not your position?
No.
One final question on abortion.
I just want to point out again, I believe that gay marriage should not be legal, okay? But I don't believe that we should discriminate against any American because that's not the nature of America, okay?
Does that extend then you should have... Do you believe then that there should be a law that bans discrimination against gays and lesbians in the workplace?
I don't believe we should discriminate against anyone in the workplace, but I don't think we need specific laws that would apply necessarily to people who are gay.
Did he seem a bit uncomfortable to you? And how about that flip-flopping around?
Well, actually, what I gather from that entire exchange is that John McCain has the exact same position that John Kerry had in the 2004 election cycle. Is that he's willing to recognize civil unions and the legal partnership, but he's not willing to recognize the institution of a marriage between gay people. Now, legally, what's the difference? There is no difference legally. Then it goes then to the faith issue, which I think McCain really was waffling on most of all. This is... something that McCain's going to have to be a little bit more defined on. As far as Rudy Giuliani is concerned, McCain's playing it close to the vest. He's not going to criticize another candidate right now and make news. He wants to focus on Iraq, and he wants to focus on propping himself up, not taking somebody else down. There'll be a time for that later on.
8:18, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Big Ed Schultz with us, heard weekdays, 1 until 4 in the afternoon. I don't see, between me and you, I don't see how Rudy Giuliani can get past the religious right base of the Republican Party. Do you?
He can't. He's a joke. And they'll get after Rudy Giuliani. This is the same guy that didn't want to give up his position as mayor and said they shouldn't have elections. Just give him a stamp of approval. The guy's got an ego bigger than Asia. And I don't think Giuliani is going to be able to make it through the long haul. He's real good on the rubber chicken circuit. Beyond that, he isn't worth squad.
Yeah, but he just is not going to be able. You know, Republicans are going to have to decide what in the world they're going to do here, because they've got the social conservatives making up one part of it, and then they've got the business interests making up the other part. And hold that coalition together and play into that base, you know, that gets tricky.
Well, there may be a third party. There may be a real John Birch Society. There may be a real kind of a radical right third-party candidate. And you just never know what's going to happen. Richard Viguerie, who I've had on the program many times, is the godfather of the conservative movement. He's not happy with this Boehner leadership now over in the House. He says it's just more of the same. So the conservatives are swirling right now. They're restless. They want to know who their next leader is going to be. And then there's mainstream Republicans who aren't as whacked out, the old Republicans, who are somewhat thinking, where did our party go? They're starting to splinter off the same way the Democrats have had to deal with the far left. And so you actually have four political factions that have morphed throughout all of these social issues in America right now. The party that can stay together is the party that's going to get the majority in 08.
Yeah, and it's going to be us, because we are going to stay together, because we are nowhere near as divided and as troublesome as they are. They're even divided. You know, the biggest thing that's going to cause them to have a division, too, is the war in Iraq. Because at some point they're going to have to stand up and say that, look, they reject where their president's coming from, don't you think?
Well, I think so, and I think you're right on that. I think that it's on Bush's shoulders, and he's the one that's going to have to decide what to do. But the Democrats are starting to walk in manure, too. Charlie Rangel announces that he wants to introduce a bill to start the draft.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
This is extremely unpopular, and it's the first major legislative item that the Democrats are going to be talking about. Is this coming from Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer? Where's this coming from?
It's coming from Charlie Rangel. He's been saying this for the last 3 years.
That's right. It's an old story, but it manufactures a focal point for the conservatives to hone in on. But this is going to be a great story. It's great for us. But I don't know if is this the right way to go. We'll see.
Now, I don't totally think it's the right way to go, but I think that, and you're right, the press will seize up on this. I mean, in other words, Charlie Rangel will be on the Situation Room this afternoon with Blitzer. I mean, he's going to talk about it. And you're right, the press will focus in on it, and they'll question it. But you know what I think? What I think is, after January, Nancy Pelosi will be in the driver's seat, the first 100 hours of action, and these things will get solved, and we will solve the very pressing things that are facing this country, including Iraq, including the minimum wage, including health care, including energy independence, including education, and the list can go on and on and on. And then, of course, there is that contingent, and I got a bunch of nasty emails about this, and some not so nasty but disagreeable, about the idea that there is this contingency out there that wants to seek revenge, and of course the first thing they want to do is investigate George W. Bush right off the bat and impeach him, and I maintain that that's the wrong way to go.
Well, they're going to have investigations. They're going to have committee hearings. There's going to be subpoenas. Let's see what these people who come in front of the Intelligence Committee and in front of the Armed Services Committee and in front of energy committees. I still want to know who Shooter was meeting with in 2001.
Yeah, I think we need to know, you know, all so that there, stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to know all this stuff. So to say that we don't know where this is all going to politically lead, but the Democrats and the liberals should not be getting in a fight in their tent without going through the formal process and detailing and doing due diligence on the country. You got to do due diligence
right.
on what has happened before you do anything else.
Yep, I agree 100%. All right, last question here before we go. Who's doing the Thanksgiving cooking in your household?
Wendy is already started. All the grocery shopping was done yesterday. We got 30 people coming for dinner on Thursday.
Oh, Lord, 30 people?
Well, when you got total them up, you got 6 kids. Most of them are married. They got kids. And there's always a few friends tagging along. I think it's going to be 30. It might be more than that. So we got 4 turkeys.
Oh, Lord.
We're at Big Eddie's restaurant.
Yeah. So is Big Eddie going to be doing part of the cooking?
I do the carving.
No, so Eddie doesn't do the cooking, right?
Heck no, I don't want to screw it up.
All right. Well, listen, Eddie, have a great Thanksgiving, man, and we'll talk to you next week. And this afternoon on the show, any highlights, anything you want to bring up?
Well, obviously, we're working on Charlie Rangel. We want to nail down exactly what he means about all of this, and we want to get the pulse of the people. We also want to talk more about Iraq, because yesterday was quite a news day as far as people starting to stake out their positions on Iraq. And also we're going to talk more a little bit about progressive talk. This is going to be a big week. Air America is in Chapter 11. The judge is their date is November 22nd, Wednesday, to go to Chapter 7. And I know that there's a lot of nervous radio stations around the country. I just want to say one thing, that the Ed Schultz Show is here to stay. My show is going to continue to be offered. I'm not a part of Air America. I hope everything works out, but we've got to address this. It's just part of the business, and we've got to make our listeners aware that progressive talk is not going to be going away.
Not me. I'm going into retirement.
No, you're not. I won't let you.
All right. We love you, Ed. You're the best.
All right, Jay. Thanks.
Take care, man.
Goodbye.
All right. There's Ed Schultz here this afternoon on AM 760, Progressive Talk. How does he know I'm not going to go into retirement? John Turk and I are talking about opening up a Minpin garage out in our van.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
470 at Broadway. Weather today, mostly sunny, high clouds, warmer 68. Currently mostly cloudy and 38 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the Office Depot pre-Thanksgiving sale. You'll find low prices on computers, digital cameras, MP3 players, HDTVs, and more. Don't miss the Office Depot pre-Thanksgiving sale. Office Depot, taking care of business and the holidays.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
The professionals at Eco Truck Wash remind everyone that America's greatest natural resource is her youth. Know the dangers of drug abuse and inform your kids early. If you or someone you know needs help, call 1-800-662-HELP. This message is courtesy of Eco Truck Wash in Denver. For professional and quality service and all your commercial truck washing needs, call 303-292-4677 and put their years of experience to work for you. Eco Truck Wash is on the air reminding you it should never hurt to be a child.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and options and you're not satisfied with the results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In it, you'll get my new DVD, The Secret to Making Money in the Stock Market, and my easy-to-use stock investing software. Together, this is a $195 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor software. To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-393-7029. That's 1-800-393-7029. Get your free investing toolkit sent out today. Call 1-800-393-7029.
Congratulations, everybody. There is going to be actual oversight where there used to just be overlook. No more of that crap.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, he can go full speed ahead as long as he wants to, this president, but we are the brakes. That's what we are now.
Hooray, I'm glad we've made some progress.
We're the freaking brakes on that runaway train. And Rummy, collateral damage.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Coming up on 8:30 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 67 under mostly sunny skies. If you missed any of that with Ed Schultz, you can get it on podcast at am760.net or check out Ed this afternoon between 1 and 4. And you can instant message me, too, at am760.net. Coming up, Tom Russell, who will be at the Swallow Hill Music Hall. I believe it's a Saturday night, and Mary and I are going. Hope to see you out there. And Russell is an amazing singer, songwriter, and an all-around good guy, and we'll talk to him coming up. I haven't done a radio interview with Tom in quite a while, so it'll be interesting to catch up and see what he's up to. He's got a CD out now called Love and Fear, which is absolutely great, and we'll connect up with Tom here in just a few minutes. Right now, though, we'll check traffic with Gina.
Okay, Jay, well, southbound 25 is still struggling now towards the tech center due to the fallout from an earlier rollover just after Hamden. Traffic was virtually parked in that area for a bit. We've got pretty heavy backups toward Washington, so just be aware of this. Northbound was a little sluggish as well. Some final activity, westbound I-70, exit ramp to Kipling.
eBay is proud to sponsor unofficial, official National Sleep-In Day, the day after Thanksgiving. With more gifts than you could ever imagine. From video games to cowboy boots, you'll find the perfect present for everyone on your list. Without getting up at 4 a.m. to find it. Whatever it is, you can get it on eBay.
Senate.
Move around. Motion creates emotion.
What's our next move? When will we see results? Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
8:31, 31 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And if you're looking for a unique and memorable gift for the holiday season, what about a gift of a better night's sleep? That's right. You can really give a good gift that counts with a great night's sleep with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. This is a great option for the spouse who has everything and deserves something special. Plus, it's always fun to give as a gift that you can enjoy as well. The dual air chamber design of the Sleep Number bed means each of you will have your own Sleep Number on the same bed. What about the kids, parents, or a bed for the guest room? Everyone can benefit from deeper, more restorative sleep of the Sleep Number bed. Now, my Sleep Number is usually 75 to 80, but I've had it as high as 85, and I know that I'm getting the best sleep of my life. Once you get this bed, you just really don't want to use any other bed. It's really true. It's so nice to have a bed that can be personalized to my needs each and every night. And then Mary turns around, and then she can personalize it to her needs, too. The Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an old-fashioned innerspring mattress, but in industry tests that have been proven, it's been proven to last twice as long. We've had ours for 8 years. 8 or 9 years now, and we've moved with it, and it's still as good as the first day we got it. And unlike most other mattresses, the Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So, you know what? Give yourself or someone you love a holiday to remember. Visit your local Select Comfort store. You'll find great gift ideas starting as low as $19.99, and now, through November the 27th, you can get a no interest, no payment until 2008 on your new Sleep Number bed. So start sleeping better this holiday season at a Select Comfort store. You can find a Select Comfort store where you like to shop, and we've got them all over the Front Range, including Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls like Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton. These make great, and I mean great, holiday gifts.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
There's a Mexican dead on a power line. He's deader than yesterday's communion wine. He's trying to get something he couldn't afford for free. A poor man stealing electricity. His heart went da 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 da. 10,000 volts, now he's gone. Hanging on the cross high above Babylon. Hey, baby, ain't that just like you and me? Love is like stealing electricity. Two hearts go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
7. Joining us from his palatial digs down by the Rio Grande in El Paso, Texas, is my buddy Tom Russell. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jay. Long time. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear your voice, too. Stealing electricity. All right. You know the first thing I got to ask you is, where'd you get the idea to write that?
Well, the image is pretty strong. It can be taken many different ways, but I'm down here on the Juarez border, and many times I've seen in the paper that poor people on the other side in Juarez climb up the power poles and try to tap into some free electricity, and occasionally somebody gets scorched and just dies up there. And I was going through a brutal time out here a few years ago, and I thought that metaphor reminded me of my relationship, kind of tapping into raw power and getting scorched. So a little brutal, but, you know, we ended up singing that on the Letterman show. I was surprised. They never said a thing, and it went over real well.
Are we allowed to quiz you about the Letterman show? Are we allowed to get into that?
Sure. Have at it.
Celebrity trash talking about the Letterman show. How did Dave Letterman find you?
You know, I think it was through about 4 or 5 years ago, a writer that used to be on there that some people will remember. His name's Gerard Murphy, and he would occasionally do skits with Dave, and he'd write them, and he'd appear there as an actor. And he was a huge fan of mine. My website people said, you know, you ought to ask Gerard to see if he can get you on the show. And you know what he did? He laid my CDs on Letterman's desk. And Letterman, in the last 10 years, has really... You know, he likes what he likes. You know, he did that great show with Warren Zevon while Zevon was dying.
Right, right.
Devoted the whole show to him. And he likes edgy singer-songwriters. So he reacted and said, let's get the guy on the show. So I've done it three times. You know, I did it once with Nancy Griffith, and then I've done two of my own songs. And then we played a... rodeo for Letterman out in Shoto, Montana. He's got a big ranch out there, and he hired us to play for the town. So he's become, I wouldn't say I hang with people like that on the weekend, but he's become, you know, he said, come on the show whenever you want. So for a guy like me out on the edge, that's a nice gesture.
Boy, it's huge. And what was that rodeo like?
Wilder than hell. I didn't know what to expect. It's in the middle of nowhere, and most of those people didn't know who the hell Tom Russell was, but they came to town July 3rd to drink beer and watch a rodeo and hear some music. So I had a band. I had Gerf Morlicks, Fats Kaplan, Michael Martin, Rick Richards on the drums. So we were able to crank up the volume, and he didn't spare any expense. This was Dave's... gift to the town, and they had an opening act, and then we came on, but, you know, the bleachers were full of people. Then there was the huge rodeo arena between us and the people. I think there were 6,000, 5,000 people there or something, and then we were on this big stage out in the middle. So at first it was weird because I was doing all my originals, and they went over good, but after about 40 minutes I started cranking into some rock and roll, and it drew the cowboys and their gals out into the dusty arena, and they were dancing. By the end of the night, we had a couple encores. I did Honky Tonk Women.
I don't think I've ever heard you do that.
No, and Letterman and his wife came into the trailer afterward and were just thrilled about the whole thing. So it was a neat experience, but it was a lot wilder than I thought it would be.
8:40, 20 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tom Russell on the line, and his latest CD is Love and Fear, and get all of his CDs. That's all I can tell you. The guy's tremendously talented and a good friend, even though we've had our ups and downs.
Oh, hell, that's what life's all about.
Yeah, that's exactly true, including me touring with you once for 3 days, which was an experience.
I wish we could do it again. You're one of my idols. You're still the god. You got me into painting. I don't know if a lot of listeners know you're a great painter, and that's come along real well, too. So I look forward to seeing you out there in Denver on the 25th at Swallow Hill.
Yeah, tickets are available. We snapped up a bunch of them, but I'm sure you can still get a few more. And do you write every day? Do you write every day?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I'm writing right now. And as you know me pretty well. And Love and Fear was about the ups and downs of my love life. But I've been living with a gal for 3 or 4 months now, which is unusual, you know, and it was a transition for me. She's going to grad school at New Mexico State in psychology, so she's up for trying to understand me. But one thing I had to have learned is living with somebody again is to find that space and time to write, you know, or you're not going to make it through the relationship. So I get up pretty early and make sure I write 2 or 3 hours a day, whether I play the guitar for an hour at least and work on songs, and then I write for an hour at least. I'm working on a prose, series of prose essays about the West, real life stuff, and we're also working on a film about my sister-in-law who's ranches alone out in the California West, and We've been filming that for about a year. It'll probably take another year. So I've got several projects. So I do write every day, and then at night, if there's time, I try to paint a little.
All right, then the other thing is people live usually in Austin, or they live in Nashville, or they live in New York, or they live in L.A.
Right.
And at one time you did live in New York.
Right.
And now you live
El Paso, Juarez.
Yeah, outside of El Paso. You live right there on the border. Why there?
You know, that, people ask me that a lot. That's the other question. I have lived in Austin and the so-called hip cities, and we go to Europe a lot. But I really don't need to network with a community anymore of artists or anything else, and I really got fed up with that. I don't think it's led us or me anywhere. I don't need to be in New York or L.A. anymore. I need to create art, to my own satisfaction, and I wanted to do the opposite. I wanted to isolate myself, and I found this adobe hacienda out here on 3 acres. And, as long as there's an airport a half hour away, I can live anywhere. So I like the desert, as you know. I like to be isolated. I like to have time to think and create my own art away from the community, because I don't think that's led anybody anywhere recently. So, at first it took a lot of getting used to, but I love it now. But I must say the downside is civilization has moved out surrounding me and my neighbor, So you can't get away from it in the long run, but at least I can walk downtown and not run into any, not run into any networkers.
So since civilization has moved out there to get you, are you going to move farther out?
No, I like this place so much, that
It's a nice place.
Yeah, that I've I'm good. I've planted all the cactus I can around the perimeter, my neighbor has 6 or 7 horses, so I'm protected on either side by a few acres. I got to plant some pecan trees here soon because I've got to plant a crop to keep that farmland under that zoning thing. So I still have a bit of an oasis here, but I don't see anywhere to move right now because I love this old house. It has a lot of history in it. And I actually love El Paso. I mean, it's 90% Mexican-American. You can be over the border in 20 minutes into all the trouble you want to buy into in Juarez, Calcutta.
Yep. You bet.
And there's a lot of history here, too, that I'm tapping into. And for now, it's great, Occasionally, I'd like to be out on the coast somewhere. I miss the water, but for now, it's great. I think we're going to I put a lot of improvements into the old house, so I'm going to stick it out for a while.
Yeah, El Paso is one of my favorite
we need you
towns.
Down here, man.
I know. I keep threatening to move down there. Well, one of these days, I'll retire and move down there.
You're a big star in Denver, and, I've always appreciated you wherever you've been on the radio. You've done real well and helped me out in Denver or Chicago, they need you, man.
Well, I don't know about that. All right, you're going to be in town this weekend at Swallow Hill, and people can call over there for tickets or go to Swallow Hill's website.
Right.
And you'll have
that's the 25th. I think we're relying on Thanksgiving. We do Salida, Colorado, the 24th. We do Denver, Swallow Hill, the 25th, and then Durango, the 27th. And the first two gigs are done with a friend of mine, Gretchen Peters, who sang on my last two records. And Gretchen wrote Independence Day and wrote a lot of hit songs, but she's a great, gritty sort of folk live. She's sort of folky crossover. So I rarely want to do a double show, but she's great. So Gretchen Peters will be with me at Swallow Hill this Saturday night.
Oh, it's going to be a blast.
And you'll be there, I hope, Jay.
Yeah, I got tickets. I sucked up a bunch of tickets.
I appreciate you buying tickets. You're always supportive of the arts, man.
Well, particularly your art.
Oh, I appreciate that.
All right, Tom, it's just really good to hear your voice. It's good to have you on, and we'll see on Saturday night. I'll come back there somehow and get a hold of you.
Yeah, you'll just push your way in. I'll tell them you're coming back, and it'll be great to reestablish old times and catch up.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about, don't we?
Yeah.
If a lot of you out there only knew, Russell is the most creative human being on the face of this planet, but he's a very strong man, and Jay and Tom occasionally get kind of crazy, don't we?
We did, But, you hung in there with it, and people should know it was all about a political thing. Jay's there and I'm not, and you've proved yourself to be pretty much right in the last couple years. I'll have to give in to you on that.
Uh-oh.
Times have changed.
Uh-oh. I not only want a song about it, I also want a lighter credit on the next CD.
Yeah, you get the big credit because you hung in there. You were right. Times are changing. Things look a little bit better. And you're out there on the front. You're the warrior. I have to give you that.
Don't sit down there, Tom, and be so cynical.
I know. I'm coming back out. Well, you know, I had the song Who's Going to Build Your Wall, and that was the most topical thing I've ever written, and people think it's a slam at the government. Let them think what they want. But now it's being played on topical radio shows. So I gotta credit some of that to hanging out with Jay Marvin.
Well, I love you too, Mr. Russell. We'll see you soon.
Okay, man. See you.
All right. Bye. There's Tom Russell. And if you've never heard his music, go check it out. Go to his website. Go to Swallow Hill. I'm telling you, it is the best. It is the best. And I put very few musicians on this show. And he's just really good. Really, really good. This is Americana folk. It's very hard to describe, but it's very literary, and it's very, very good, and it can be very dark at times. And then at other times, it can be very, very just flat-out interesting. So check out Mr. Russell. He's definitely worth it. It's 8:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we are starting to see a little bit of recovery around the city. Traffic looking much better in our usual hot spots along 225 through Aurora. Still had pretty backed up traffic, though, eastbound 6th Avenue between Sheridan and I-25 and, of course, southbound I-25 into downtown near Spear and coming through Thornton North Glen. Wrapping up crash activity, westbound I-70 at Kipling. That was your ramp there. As well as southbound I-25 between Washington and Hamden. Still have some stop and go through that area. Weather today, mostly sunny, high clouds and warmer, looking for a high of 68. Right now, mostly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Al Franken Show.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Tom Oliphant probably thought he could take a pass on the show because of Thanksgiving. Is that what you thought, Tom, huh? Get an early jump on the holiday? Oh, sure. Maybe cut out of D.C. a few days early to beat the holiday rush. Washington Post reporter Juliet Eilperin and the hardest-working wonk in wonkdom, Norman J. Ornstein, all on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Exhaust Pros, 9440 East Colfax in Aurora. For over 9 years, they've been a community-minded business serving our area with integrity and pride. Exhaust Pros are the best when it comes to installation and repairs of mufflers and pipes to any car or truck. Call Ron today to set up an appointment at 303-367-4900. That's 303-367-4900.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-300-4418. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-300-4418. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-300-4418. That's 1-800-300-4418.
8:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Rocky's Autos, just the best place to buy a car and the best place to get the most bang for your buck on a vehicle. And their matching down incentive is still going on, up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000 down. Monster trucks are coming to Rocky's, and I'll have more details on that in the next couple of days. And every vehicle at Rocky's, a lot, has been winterized. You can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. Also, it's a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help get you through the winter driving conditions. Over 650 vehicles, 650 clean, late model, used vehicles at Rocky's, all sitting there ready for your inspection. And the Rockies, of course, the thing that makes them very, very different is the people. And you know what? If you haven't checked out their internet site, you really ought to do it. RockiesAutos.com. That's RockiesAutos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan. You can check out the inventory. You can call and ask any questions you want to about anything you see on their website. And Steve and the gang there will help you out. Steve, Jason, and the rest of the gang there. So go to RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see my friends, the Al Shear Brothers, Tom and Marv, and my buddy Spanky and Gerard Menard and the rest out there at Rockies. They're open tonight until 9. As a matter of fact, they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. That's Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Train our children just like animals. We fill them up with parasites, poison, dreams of fear.
Here's my man, Tom Russell.
We hand them false gods on a golden platter. It will remind them to wash behind their ears.
Mr. Russell, Tom Russell at Swallow Hill this Saturday night. Hope to see you out there. Mostly sunny. High today, 67 AM, 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up after 9 o'clock here, we're going to talk about something. This story has been bothering me since last week, and we talked a little bit about it this morning between 6 and 10. If you missed this, you can check it out on podcast at am760.net. Actually, I was just talking about what comment it makes on society and about how people feel about things. But this story really, really, really gets me. And this is the O.J. Simpson thing. And I guess you can call me and say, Jay, stop being so fixated on it. But I am, because to me, it's just so wrong. It's so low. And the idea that Fox is going to put this on, and that this guy's book has gone to, it was at number 8 on Amazon, and I question the kind of people who would watch this or read it. We're going to talk to the Family Violence Prevention Fund, which is calling Fox's upcoming O.J. Simpson special Beneath Contempt, and urges Fox advertisers and viewers to reject it. We're going to talk to Kristen Stewart, who is the director of public policy at the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and you can check out their website at nabuse.org, and we're going to talk to her about this. Dusty Saunders, I believe, also has an article out today about how the news people over at Fox are trying to distance themselves from this sorry event, and we'll try to get Dusty on tomorrow to have him talk about this. And I'm not advocating that you don't watch it, and I'm not advocating that anybody go into a boycott of the thing, because you know how I feel about those. But to me, well, you know, Eugene Robinson in the Washington Post just came out and said two things. Note to O.J., please go away. That was the number one note. And then the other thing he said was don't watch it. He just flat out said, don't watch it and don't read the book. Now, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm not going to see it. It's not going to play in my household. And on top of that, I'm not going to read the book. Because I'm not into giving this guy, O.J. Simpson, one dime. And to me, this illustrates a classic case and a classic example where if you've got enough money in this system, in this country, you can get off. But if that were you or I, innocent or guilty, if that were you or I who were standing behind that table and were a defendant in a murder like that, and we didn't have that kind of money, and immediately our cash would be wiped out, we'd lose our houses, everything we know, our life would be gone. And because we couldn't afford that kind of high-dollar representation, the end result is we might be found guilty. And you've got people on death row in this country who get exonerated all the time because of DNA. So this whole thing disturbs me. I'll take your phone. We'll go into open phones, and you can talk about this or anything else you want to talk about after we talk to Kristen. But we've got Kristen coming up, and we're going to talk about this whole O.J. Simpson thing. So stick around here at AM 760 Progressive Talk.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Myth 1, saving on a hotel can be quite complicated.
Rubbish. You can save $50 on a hotel anywhere, anytime.
Myth 2, always obey do not disturb signs.
Absurd. Everyone knows they're just a cry for attention.
Don't do it.
I don't speak mumble.
Save $50 on a two-night hotel stay when you book with your MasterCard card at qualifying hotels. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
And hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people. People that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
More troops, an early exit, or something in between? President Bush fielded some new questions about Iraq on the tail end of his Asia trip. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer has the latest.
President Bush heads home to obvious tough decisions on his embattled Iraq policy amid reports of revised Pentagon options and competing congressional calls for more troops or a phased withdrawal. He makes a familiar point.
I haven't made any decisions about troop increases or troop decreases, and won't until I hear from a variety of sources.
Sources that include his own advisors, the Pentagon, and an independent commission that will make its own recommendations. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Bogor, Indonesia.
Mr. Bush just left Indonesia, heading for a stop in Hawaii. The deadly violence in Iraq today claimed the life of a man who tried to poke fun at it. Waleed Hassan was a TV comedian there who mocked just about everything in Iraq. He was shot to death in western Baghdad. Is prison the place for someone pushing 90 years old? That's the question in Southern California in a deadly traffic case. Live to CBS's Steve Futterman.
Well, Steve, last month George Weller was found guilty of 10 counts of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence, all the result of a 2003 incident where Weller drove his car through a farmer's market in Santa Monica. Weller said he pushed the gas pedal instead of the brake. 10 people were killed, 63 injured. Today is sentencing day. Proceedings begin in 30 minutes. Weller, who will be 90 next month, faces up to 18 years in prison, but few expect him to be put behind bars because of his advanced age and failing health. Live at the Criminal Courts Building in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving has just launched a new campaign. It's all about high tech.
We'll focus on that problem of separating the drunk driver from the vehicle.
Mad President Glenn Birch is talking about new alcohol detecting devices for cars.
Biometric detection or identification will work like a thumbprint to identify and also give us an idea of who the driver is. And there's many other methods such as algorithms that detect the weaving.
Birch wants states to force first offenders to have breath test devices installed on those vehicles. There's word sales of existing homes fell in 38 states over the summer. The boom went bust the loudest in California, Florida, and Arizona. For decades, dollar coins have been great for collectors, but not much use for anybody else. But the U.S. Mint hopes some new ones will take off. They feature U.S. presidents.
The first one will be George Washington, and we expect to roll that out to the public on February 15th.
Ed Moy, director of the Mint, says four presidents will be rolled out each year, and they'll come out in order they served in office. Yahoo's announced a deal with seven newspaper companies that'll let more than 150 papers sell ads on the Yahoo classified service. The move comes just 2 weeks after Google struck a deal with 50 newspapers. Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 2 points, NASDAQ up 8. This is CBS News.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over-limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-709-4395. 800-709-4395. 800-709-4395.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with your AM 760 local news update now. 64-year-old woman facing vehicular homicide charges. Now the two teenage boys have died. Police say that Sandra Mall was driving the Jeep that veered off the road and struck 14-year-old Nan Nguyen and 14-year-old Jesse Aguirre on Friday afternoon. Both were students at Lincoln High. Ruben Cordova watched, and he told 9 News about it.
The boys were on the sidewalk, and the vehicle came behind them. The boys went up, and they turned. It looked like they both turned at the same time and everything, and she had them, it looked like, below the bumper.
Sandra Mall remains hospitalized in serious condition. Police do not think alcohol was a factor. She's going to be charged in that. Denver police cracking down on the sale of alcohol to underage customers. The vice team targeted 21 liquor stores Saturday night. 11 of the businesses sold alcohol to underage police cadets. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, most of our highways getting back to normal across the city, including the tough ones, southbound 25, Thornton, North Glen, and 270 across the north end. About the only place you're still going to run into delays is southbound 25 past downtown and from Washington to Hamden. That's still recovering from an earlier rollover. Tech Center traffic has been in pretty good shape all morning, perhaps in part as a result of that southeast light rail service open for this morning's commute. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today mostly.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6666. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts and American financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Kirsten Stewart, Director of Public Policy at the Family Violence Prevention Fund. You can check them out at endabuse.org. And Kirsten, good morning and welcome to the program. Thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Boy, what are the two of us or any other right-thinking human beings going to say about this tragedy in American broadcasting and publishing history, that this guy would put out this book if I had killed my wife and a guy who ends up being like in the wrong place at the wrong time, and then Fox turns around and is going to interview this guy, and then Judith Regan, who runs Regan Books, the imprint from HarperCollins, which is owned by the News Corporation, she's going around telling the press, well, it's not fiction, it's tantamount to a confession. I mean, tell me, this isn't a sad state of affairs.
It's an incredibly sad state of affairs. There's no one that comes out looking good on this. It's pretty despicable in our opinion all the way around.
When did you guys first catch wind of this?
Well, I guess it was when, the first announcement, last week, that this was happening, that the show was being announced, that the book was coming out. And we, talked internally and, knew we needed to make a statement, as quickly and loudly and publicly as possible. This is, the glorification of, domestic violence, homicide. If nothing, at best, I know he was acquitted in the criminal trial. This is still a man who is trying to profit from the gruesome murder of his wife. He's choosing to make money off of it. He's choosing to do almost a how-to on how to do domestic homicide, if we're to believe the press reports. And then he's putting his children through this, which I think is sort of the other part that we find quite deplorable.
What kind of message does this send about domestic violence?
The worst possible kind of message. That's one of the things that we as an organization are really focused on, and why we are asking folks to not watch the show, to not read the book, and to do whatever they can to speak out and say, this is not okay, these are not our values, that domestic violence is wrong, that it is bad. Obviously, we want people to not support it financially, and we hope instead that folks will take the time to use the time to talk to their young people, talk to men in their life, talk to girls in their life, other boys in their life about what a healthy relationship looks like and what people as parents, as friends, expect of the young people in their lives in terms of how they behave.
Now, there are several Fox affiliates who have chosen not to broadcast If I Did It, this two-part series. Lynn Broadcasting and Pappas Broadcasting, which owns a combined 9 Fox affiliates, have said they won't air it. It's scheduled to, the interview is scheduled to run November the 27th and 29th. And they've just said their statement is, after a careful consideration regarding the nature of the show, as well as feedback we've received from the viewers of Northeast Wisconsin, we determined that this programming was not serving the local public interest. So that's at a television station in Green Bay. The one in Rhode Island, they own stations also in Mobile, Alabama, Toledo, Ohio, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and also in Rhode Island. The other company, Pappas, owns stations in Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska, Fresno, California, the Dakotas, and some in and around South Dakota. There are only about 200 Fox affiliates across the country. Are you urging people to complain to Fox?
Absolutely, absolutely. We would never say that it's the government's role to censor media, but what we do say is that it is the public's right, and not only their right, but their responsibility to communicate what they want to see on television and what they want brought into their homes. And so we do encourage people to contact Fox directly, contact the local affiliate. I think, as you rightly point out, you tend to have a little more influence that way, and say, please do not air this show, and in affiliates where it is being aired, please don't watch it. Please don't support the book by purchasing it. And if you do hear about advertisers who do continue to choose to advertise, to not give those people your money as well.
Have you talked to Fox? Has your organization talked to Fox?
We have not talked to them directly. We have certainly made the request that they not air the show and expressed our concerns about domestic violence and how this may glorify domestic violence.
And did you get an opportunity?
We have not heard back from them. But I can't say I was not the one who personally sent the material, so I don't want to say what the exact timeline was. So
all right, 9:12, 12 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Kirsten Stewart, Director of Public Policy at the Family Violence Prevention Fund. You can check out their website at endabuse.org. So your organization has asked them not to air it. What do you think about the idea that I was shocked about this, that the book is like already number 8, and I guess there's got to be pre-orders, but the book is already number 8 like on Amazon.com. What kind of message does that send about society?
It is very sad, and though I have to, not unexpected, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to do our best to speak out and say, this is about the glorification of domestic violence. This is the glorification of murder. And we would really, again, encourage people not to support that. And we understand that there's an enormous curiosity. Obviously, this was, the trial of the century. But this is, in many cases, about money. And it is about him trying to make money off of this. It's about Fox and the booksellers trying to make money off of this. And when we as the public say, we are not going to give you our money, that may be one of the strongest things we can do to shut down this kind of behavior.
Do you think most Americans don't understand domestic violence?
That's still very much the case, I think. People are always shocked when I say, look, in this day and age, there are still, on average, 3 women a day who are murdered in this country by their husbands, partners, ex-husbands or ex-boyfriends. It is still an enormously serious problem. It is still experienced by between 1 in 3 and 1 in 4 women, and by some men as well. So it's an important issue. It's particularly important, and this is the part we like to emphasize the most. It's something that's being experienced by a lot of young people. It's enormously rare that domestic violence, starts when someone's in their 30s, either from the victimization standpoint or the perpetration standpoint. So it is the highest rates of violence are experienced by young people between the ages of 16 and 24. So we really do want parents, concerned adults, to reach out to the young people in their lives and help them address this issue early on to really break the cycle of violence.
Yeah, it's not something that the media, it's not something that we talk about all the time. It's not something that's out in the public all the time that it's talked about. It's something that you usually hear about either because, you're right, somebody gets murdered, or it happens to somebody inside your family.
Yep.
I mean, those are usually the two ways you find out about it, but there are numerous, murders that happen where a lot of us don't bother to read the small print in the story to find out that there was domestic violence involved in it. And maybe this is something that we should be talking more about, that parents ought to be talking to their kids about this particularly. Parents ought to be talking to their sons about this, and also their daughters, that you don't solve an argument and you don't settle things by hitting somebody or by resorting to violence to get it done. And then many of these kids grow up in houses where it went on when they were kids, and then they turn around and carry that behavior over as adults.
No, that's exactly right, and I think you've really hit the message that the most important message we'd really like everyone to take away from this, which is that it's still continuing, but that it can be stopped, and that we all, every one of us, has a responsibility to address and end domestic violence. And that, talking to someone can honestly be, one of the hardest and one of the easiest things to do, right, at the same time. It's always hard to sort of have that initial, perhaps awkward conversation, but it's so critical and so important. And as you pointed out, it's rare that, we see that the homicide is what makes the headlines. It's incredibly rare that there is a domestic violence homicide where there hasn't been an ongoing, often decades-long, or at least years-long, experience of domestic violence going on in that household. Very rare that we see just this sudden outburst, which is what the media often portrayed as, out of nowhere, there is this huge violent act. There's most often, again, an ongoing history of violence in that family.
All right. Kirsten, thank you so much for being on the program. We really appreciate you coming on this morning. And if people want more information about domestic violence, they can go to endabuse.org. Thank you, Kirsten. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for taking this on. We appreciate you.
You got it.
Thanks.
Kirsten Stewart, Director of Public Policy at the Family Violence Prevention Fund, is, I hate to talk about them again for like the second week in a row, but is Fox 31 here going to run this? Is Fox 31 here in town running this thing? Should we call over there and find out if they're running it? Do you guys want to know if they're running this? Or maybe you should call Fox 31 and ask them yourselves whether they're running it. I know John's kind of smiling. Yeah, because we're back on their case again, and I don't want to be back on their case again, but I mean, are they running this thing? Yeah, before we set everybody off on them and start whipping up this big hysteria, let's just find out. Let's just find out for sure whether they're running the show or not. If they plan to carry it, and if so, when does it air here in Denver? In the Denver metro market, okay? How about that? 9:18, 18 minutes after 9.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
This protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken Omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
The young boy scrapes his knee, or he falls out of a tree, and his mama hears his screams from far away. She runs to dry his eyes. She says it's okay to cry, 'cause everything that hurts will go away.
There's my buddy Tom Russell, 9:21. 21 minutes away from 9. Hi today, 67. He'll be in town this Saturday at the Swallow Hill. We'll see you out there. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I've got three open lines. And you want to talk about the O.J. Simpson situation, about the book, and about the TV special, that's fine. You want to talk about Iraq? You want to talk about anything that's going on? Ooh, there's something else I wanted to ask you this morning. Maybe you can answer this question. The new light rail is open. $939 million on the commuter rail. Did you take it? What was your experience with it? Did you try it over the weekend, or did you try it this morning on the way to work? And how did it work? Because we've had debates on this show a million times about rapid transit and about how people won't use rapid transit. So what's your prediction on this, on the $939 million commuter rail? Will it be a success overwhelmingly, or will it people just basically blow it off? Michelle and Aurora, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I would want to discuss OJ. I think it's sickening to profit off somebody's loss like that.
Somebody's awful death.
Yeah, and we do it all the time, and it's acceptable here.
Well, I don't know. Do we? When you say we do it all the time, give me some examples of that.
Like with Lacey Peterson, 9/11. Sometimes people take it too far with the condoning of making money off of other people's sadness.
And all right, well, that would bring to the question that would bring up this question. If it's a legitimate news event, does the media cover it, or do they ignore it? And what constitutes a legitimate news event?
Well, I think you should report on it, but to glorify it like they're doing with OJ and in certain situations, like they did with Lacey Peterson, is not. I mean, they gave Scott Peterson more press than they did the family. I mean, to me,
yeah. But they would turn around to you and they would say that that was a legitimate news event, and they were covering all aspects of it, and they were covering the fact of his trial, and they were covering the fact of who he was and why he did what he did or was alleged to have done and all of the stuff that went on there. And I think that would be their answer, that constitutes a legitimate news story. And would it have been better if they had not covered the trial or had not covered any of the peripheral stuff that went around it?
I don't know. I just think you have to think about what you're saying and doing. I really do. I think there's certain instances where it shouldn't be condoned.
Yeah, if it gets into exploitation and if it's way in overdrive, I agree with you, but I think it's very, very tough. I think it's very, very tough for people for the news media, and the media in particular, to stay away from high-profile stuff like that. It's very tough not to talk about it. And then I also think, too, that there's a certain responsibility on the part of us to either accept or reject. I mean, I know that Tom Cruise, for instance, and Katie Holmes got married, but I can't tell you anything about it because I never followed it. But I'm sure there's somebody out there who did and can probably tell us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I made the choice, like, to tune it out. So don't you think part of that, too, has to do with us?
Yeah, it does. What you're willing to listen to. I mean, it's outrageous to have that to be the front cover of a story.
Yeah.
When we have a war going on, when there's a deficit, when people are losing their jobs. I think you have to pick and choose, and I think these stations don't do that effectively. They don't pick and choose what is more important. I mean, I don't want to watch a weekend of Tom Cruise and Katie getting married. I don't want to see OJ on the TV with the book. That it's unreal.
All right, let me just ask you one last thing here. What about the judgment or the choice of the American public?
Well, I mean, there's going to be people that are going to buy the book too. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
In other words, if you're in business to make money, which is what the media is in business to do, and you feel like people are going to glom onto this and they're going to want to hear it and read it and see it and all of the other stuff, do you do you run it or do you turn it down? Now, to NBC's credit, they turned it down.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have some standards. Mm-hmm. So once again, we get into this whole thing about balance and about extremism versus balance. And when you get into extremism or extreme pursuit of profit, then you end up getting burned.
I mean, people really think that it's okay. I had an argument with a friend of mine over it. It's okay to profit off something like this.
Really?
Yes. That it's his rights.
That's frightening.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. People are going to actually go get that book because they really believe it's okay.
That's weird. All right, Michelle, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Uh-huh. You have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right, Ron. What about you?
Good. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I will. You too.
Thanks. I want to
comment. Oh, hang on a second. We just got some information. Fox 31 is going to air it.
Oh, well, that's...
They are going to air it here in Denver, Fox 31. No standards of 31, apparently. We're going to air it. Okay. Well, boy, I'm glad. Thank God I don't work over there, man.
Oh, man. Well, that's why I was calling, I guess. I wanted to you know, say I would be interested in finding out if they were going to air it or not. And I think, well, what I read in the paper, I read two things in the paper this morning in the Rocky Mountain News that I wanted to pass along. You know, one was that, you know, they mentioned that already 9 affiliates have elected not to run it.
Right, right.
And I would like to see 31 become the 10th, personally. I'm going to call them and say, I think you guys should rethink this because I think it's repugnant and morbid.
Let me ask you, do we want to go down that road? I mean, do you want me to give the phone number out over the air and have people call over there and complain?
Oh, I don't know. If you don't feel comfortable giving out the number, don't give out the number. But I'm just saying my own personal opinion is that I think, we can send a message to them that their viewing audience in northern Colorado doesn't want to see it. And that's my opinion. I think if they got some heat that they would reconsider and that's my opinion. I can look up the number. You know, you guys don't have to give it out. But
well, yeah, you're right. We don't have to. I don't want to cause problems, but there's a part of me that would love to give it out because I think the thing is so wrong.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I think it's just did you read the other article, the editorial that compared this whole this thing to the Emmett Till story?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
It's an editorial by Clarence Page, and it's really interesting. The two guys who were acquitted by an all-white jury for murdering that kid Emmett Till, who whistled at a woman, and back in I guess it was like 1952 or something
right.
like that. Well, anyway, they 2 years later they came out with an article in Look magazine and confessed to the murder. They knew they weren't going to be retried because of double jeopardy, and Look paid them, you know, to tell their story. And I think this is just horrendous, and I just think, you know, it's got no place on the public airwaves, personally. That's my opinion.
Well, I get, you know what, Ron? You'll have to look the number up. I'm just not going to cause that much. But you know what? Listen, if people call over there and they express their feelings, I don't blame you. I think it's wrong that they run this. I think it's really low.
Yeah.
Imagine being the Goldman family.
Oh, exactly.
Or Nicole Brown Simpson's sister.
Right.
Oh.
And isn't anybody thinking of them? I'll tell you, when somebody like Bill O'Reilly talks about how this something like this is sinking us to a new cultural low, I mean, when somebody like Bill O'Reilly is you know, decrying something like this, you know it's a cultural low. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the broadcasting just... I don't know what's happening in this industry. All right, Ron, thanks, man.
Thank you, Jake.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. So, Gina, are you going to watch this?
No. Are you talking about the OJ thing?
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
I think it's awful. I think it's atrocious, and I will not watch it.
How could Fox 31 run this? Well, you know why? Because they're owned by the News Corp people, so they have to run it. They have no choice. It's like they'll tell them.
And I'm sure there's plenty of people who will watch it, unfortunately.
Okay, so on one hand, you go to the Fox News channel, and they're over there lecturing us about morality and values voting. And on the other hand, you go to their own owned TV stations and their publishing arm, and they're spitting out garbage. So basically what they're doing is they're trying to clean up on both ends.
Wow.
Right? Well, think about it.
Are you talking about Fox?
Fox owns... Rupert Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch owns HarperCollins, which owns the Reagan Books imprint, which is putting the book out.
Okay. Because I was thinking that maybe Fox News, now they're not affiliated with Fox, the Fox
yes.
network, are they?
Yes, same thing. Owned by the same people.
Oh, I didn't think they were.
Oh, they are. They're owned by the same people. So I'm saying, they got you coming and going. So on one hand, they're over there with their value voters lectures, and then on the other hand, they're putting sleaze out into the marketplace. Nice job if you can get away with it, I guess. All right, 9:33, what's the traffic look like?
Okay, we have a late morning problem. It's not really affecting us here within the metro, but it's way out on C-470 westbound at Morrison Road. It's a rollover. We got a lot of activity there, so just watch out. Looks like police and rescue are going to be on scene tying that up for a bit. Southbound 25 still busy past downtown, and along that stretch from Washington to Hamden, it's looking a little better. We had a rollover there. It's long gone, but traffic was just bogged down a bit. Weather today, mostly sunny, high clouds and warmer.
eBay is proud to sponsor unofficial, official National Sleepin' Day, the day after Thanksgiving, with more gifts than you could ever imagine. From video games to cowboy boots, you'll find the perfect present for everyone on your list. Without getting up at 4 a.m. to find it. Whatever it is, you can get it on eBay.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
It is that people have about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK and find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers just can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So it's powerful, and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
like an angel in an overcoat on a street where nobody hears. He said a wounded heart's like a broken bell.
Here's my buddy Tom Russell. High today 67, mostly sunny. AM 760 Progressive Talk. This show, too, available via podcast at am760.net, where it's open phones, but mostly we want to talk about the OJ thing, which is fine with me. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me.
Well, I happen to run Safe House Denver, which is one of the agencies that provides services to battered women and their children.
Mm.
And we do a lot of community education, and one of the things that we always tell people is that we all can play a role in preventing domestic violence by creating a community that no longer tolerates it. And people often say to me, well, what do you mean that we tolerate domestic violence? And I think this whole discussion about what Fox is doing is a perfect example. By Fox putting on, airing, giving airtime to this story, it sends that message that we as society still tolerate this. We want to see it. We do have this morbid curiosity about it. And so often, it's those subtle things that, or not so subtle in this case, that really put a message out to the public that we still tolerate this issue. We still tolerate domestic violence in our community. And very often, the offenders of this crime see things like this, and they get the message that it's one more message they get that this is okay, it's a crime we put up with, and they'll get away with it. And I think everybody should call Fox and let them know what they really think about airing this kind of show in our community.
Well, I think you make a great argument. I think you make a great, not even an argument, I think you make a great point. So I think if people want to call Fox, they should go look the number up and give them a call. Or you can go to their website and send them email, which is what I intend to do. But I agree. Putting it out there makes it acceptable. And it should not be an acceptable thing. You're absolutely 100% correct about that. I mean, you know what? Listen, I'm on your side.
Well, I know that, and I appreciate your giving airtime to all this. I think, you know, it's very much like what happened in our community around drinking and driving. It was community members that stood up and said, "This is not okay. It's our children. It's our babies that are dying when people drink and drive." And it's the community that stood up and said, "We will not tolerate this anymore." And I very much hope that it's the same kind of thing will happen with the issue of domestic violence, and bit by bit we'll create a community that says, "We will not tolerate this," and we'll get that message out there loud and clear. And unfortunately, what Fox is doing just makes it all the more difficult.
Yeah, they're grave dancers. People want more information about your organization. How do they do that?
They can call the crisis line 24/7, and the crisis line number is 303-318-9989. And thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Ellen, you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
All right. Pretty powerful words. Pretty powerful words there from Ellen. Kurt in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, it's Kurt.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Jay? Good,
good
morning. I hope you're doing well. You know, I only don't listen for too long when you're talking non-politics things, but boy, this O.J. Simpson thing just got me all fired up. What kills me is a couple things, Jay. First of all, it's like, how do you explain this to your children? So how does O.J. go to his children and say, you know, I didn't kill your mom. However, I don't have enough money to play golf all the time for the next 5 years, and so what I'm going to try to do here is make some money fictionalizing what it would have been like for me to kill your mom had I done it, or had I wanted to. And I thought, man, how do you explain this to your children? What words do you find to somehow justify that or make that right? And I agree with everything that Ellen said just a moment ago, and I think at the same time, you know, the answer to some degree is, you know, why is this okay with people? Why are people willing to kind of justify this or carry it on? Well, it's because, frankly, some aspects of our society and entertainment are like, You know, it's like the Cosby Kids, the Junkyard Gang, and Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids back in the 70s. They used to have this put down for each other all the time. It was like, you're like school on Thanksgiving, no class.
Right.
That's exactly what's been happening, man. It's exactly what's been happening. And it's ugly to watch.
It is ugly to watch. And your point about the kids, I wonder that myself. How is he going to sit down? And even if he doesn't confront this thing now, how's he going to confront it years later with them? At some point, they're going to say, like, why did you write this book?
Well, they're teenagers, Jay. I mean, his oldest son is in his middle to late 20s, and the daughters, I believe one of the daughters, Sydney, I believe is the name, she has got to be in her late teens at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like these are kids where this stuff is way over their heads or something. I mean, this is fairly fresh. It happened to them at a time they definitely remember. And more than that, I mean, what are the words you use to justify that? I'm making money on your mother's murder. It's just, it's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It is incredible. And what does Fox say? I mean, what is their justification for running this kind of crap? What, that it's a news story? It's not a news story. Really? This thing was over with 12 years ago. I mean, that's a perfect. This is a perfect example of why people do not like nor trust the media.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Kurt. Perfect example of why people don't like or trust the media is because there's always somebody out there that will do something that is socially deplorable because it makes money and that they can get it on the airwaves. All right. Let's go to Skip on I-70. Skip, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I think that everyone that is listening to you should call Fox, and if you don't want to give the number, I will.
All right, you go ahead and give it.
It's 303-595-3131. And I think you should tell your friends and your family and everybody should be bombarded with calls today. This is repulsive.
Repeat the number again.
303-595-3131.
All right, I don't mind repeating it. 303-595-3131. Call over there and tell them you don't want to see this stuff in our community.
We don't.
It's garbage.
Thank you for being supportive.
You got to skip. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Number is 303-595-3131 if you want to call over there and tell Fox you just don't want to see this in our community. And it is. It's garbage. And you know what? People should have the freedom to see whatever it is they want to see. I'm not calling for government censorship here. I'm not saying that the government should get involved and force them not to run it. What I'm saying is that as consumers, and they're supposed to be in a customer industry, right? I mean, we can let them know how we feel. And that we are going to opt out and we are not going to choose to watch it. And I'm certainly not buying the book. There's no way. 9:45, 15 away from 10 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Jay, we're in real good shape on the drive around town. The only slowing we have is on either side of town on 470. C-470 on the west side, earlier rollover crash there at Morrison, causing some delays through there. And I just got word on the east side of town on E-470 northbound right around 6th Avenue, an accident there. On a cause a little slowing on the northbound side of the highway. Southbound is unaffected through there. And the rest of the highways are in good shape around town.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language? With no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Don't forget, too, about their website, RockiesAutos.com. If you've never been there, check it out. At RockiesAutos.com, you can pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve or Jason. They handle that. You can also look at the inventory. Once again, got any questions, ask for Steve or Jason. They'll handle it. It's just another convenient way to do a little shopping at Rockies without ever actually having to leave your house or office. That's RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Some water on my face, 25 sit-ups and I run in place. I put the coffee on, but the pot ain't clean. Yeah, oh, you little devils of alcohol and caffeine. A handful of vitamins, drop them on the floor.
There's Todd Russell, who will be at Swallow Hill this Saturday night. I'll see you out there. And 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, but we're talking about the whole O.J. thing and about the fact that Fox here is gonna air it. It's going to be something I'm not going to watch, that's for sure. Now, you have to make up your own mind about whether you think this is correct and whether you think that it's... This really bothers me. And we talked about it a little bit between 6 and 7 this morning, and I kind of wove that in with some other things about what was going on socially around the country, culturally, I guess you should say, and the idea that this book that this guy wrote, O.J. writes, about if I had, you know, done the murder, and that it's like number 8 or was number 8 on Amazon, and that Fox is pimping this thing. So they have you coming and going over there, Fox. They're giving you the moral values, conservative kind of, you know, GOP propaganda pep talk thing going on the news channel, while on the regular Fox network they're pushing sleaze like this. Let's go to Miriam in Aurora. Miriam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Miriam?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm raking the yard.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, I just called to say that I agree with all your previous callers, and to add another point, I mean, the idea of O.J. making a profit off of the murders of Nicole and Ron Goldman is disgusting and morally reprehensible, without a doubt. But I am not surprised that Fox is covering it, because they've been supporting George Bush for the last 5 years, and that most of everything he does is disgusting and morally reprehensible. So,
well, yeah, but I think you can. I think you can make a better argument than that, by saying that they try to appease to the value voters, and that they try to get into that whole thing about morals, and then they turn around and put this crap out on the air.
Well, George Bush is a hypocrite, and they support him, and a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean,
so I'm not surprised about that.
I'm a little shocked that they would sink to this level.
Well, sure, it's very sad.
I mean, every pond has its bottom, doesn't it?
You'd hope. You'd think that it would.
Yeah, you certainly do, don't you? All right, Miriam, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, OJ?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Russell, I like what you're playing. I never heard of this guy before, but I think I'm going to go get something of his.
Yeah, he's great. Tom Russell's his name.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good stuff.
Have a good day.
Okay, take it easy on those leaves.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to John in Laramie. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I just finished vacuuming my living room.
Well, there you go.
While I was waiting to get on. Anyway, I think there's really a simple answer, and other countries have done it. It's basically you treat the media like a public utility, and you don't let... It's like what we have now is if we have the gas company, and then somebody every once in a while pumps in some mustard gas into our house... And if we made it non-profit, I'm not talking socialism, but just non-profit, we wouldn't be giving a tip to these people every time they call out the ghouls, you know?
Yeah, but the problem with that idea is that you make it non-profit, and then what happens is it loses competitive edge and innovation, which it has now lost somewhat because of consolidation. And it ceases to be as great as it once was. And one of the reasons why people from all over the country loved commercial broadcasting in this country and loved particularly radio in this country was because the profit device caused innovation and caused entrepreneurship and caused small owners to take chances to do things like put rock and roll on the radio or play things like Elvis Presley and have top 40 formats and things.
That sounds a little bit like the drug company.
It doesn't sound like the drug company, sir. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like that if you sit down and if you crack a book about broadcasting and read about it, you'll see that the innovation and the entrepreneurship has driven it to most of the advances that it has today. The trouble now is that you've got consolidation and deregulation, so there's no competitiveness and there are no standards anymore.
Well, I agree with you on half of it.
Well,
I agree with you that yes, the profit motive does lead to innovation, but if you look at our movies, for instance, they're all special effects driven now more than story driven. Which leads to a lower quality of movie.
Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think they're that way?
Because these people, a profit-driven enterprise, they're expert panderers.
No, because they're controlled by Wall Street, and so rather than turning out good product, they're trapped in a situation where they have to satisfy shareholders.
Yeah, and that's then based on, I suppose, on audience popularity.
So, in other words, those films that. Those exciting films that might have been made in the past, they didn't have to answer to Wall Street. They had to answer to a board of directors, and they had to answer to whoever owned the majority of the studio.
Yeah. Well, it is different now, but I'm not sure it's decisive.
Non-profit, taking away the profit and having, like, all of broadcasting sound like, you know, the CBC or the BBC would be a tragic and terrible un-American mistake.
I'm not sure.
Well, I am. I've worked in it the majority of my life, so I am sure.
Yeah, well, see, the books you want me to read are written by people who have a stake in all this stuff.
No, I didn't name any books. What do you mean the books I want you to read, people have stake in all of this stuff? I never named any books with any titles.
But let's say the official history of any enterprise.
No, I didn't even say that. What I said was you should read some books on the history of the business, and therefore it's up to you to go do the research, find the books.
Well,
and,
I do. I get
pick out the books.
I get Media Matters every month.
But Media Matters doesn't cover. You know, I support Media
Matters
too.
They go into
too,
phony
but they do
news
not, but no, but they. But you know, all right. You know, now we're going to get in the situation where, okay, you know what? Lots of love up there in Laramie. That's not what I'm talking about, sir. So let me ask you something. Let me ask you, John. Here's a little quiz, real quick. Okay?
All right.
Who came up with the modern idea of Top 40 radio?
I can tell you it was in the 60s.
No, that's not true. Who and who was it? What was the guy's name?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
I'm not sure.
Oh, it doesn't matter because you can't answer the question.
No. I can't answer most questions. I'm not a genius.
You don't have to be a genius. All you got to do is read. And
no,
it
I
does
don't have
matter.
To read that dream.
And it does matter. Yes, you do, because you know what? It has a poignant...
All right, then name a book.
You know what?
Give me a book and
go
I'll
get
read
it yourself. Go get it yourself. God almighty. All right, let's turn it all into Radio Havana. I'm done for the day. Hey, have a good day, and see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Al Franken's next. And... call Fox 31 if you don't. I'm going to send them an email and tell them I'm not watching the O.J. thing, man.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Quality LASIK, to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704.